Welcome to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. It is episode 525.
Woof.
And you clicked on this episode. You know what you got yourself into. This is the Bad Idea BS session with Stephen Moeller. We all know Steve.
Steve.
For the people that have been listening for a while, they remember Steve.
Steve is the long lost host of WCB.
He's our ex.
He's our ex, yeah. Yeah. That we still keep in rough contact with when times get tough.
Every time you bring him back, it's a terrible idea.
Well, it is a bad idea. But, you know, we had fun with Steve on this episode. It was cool to have him back in. Yeah. This is for the real OGs of WCB. If you're a post-Steve generation WCB listener, this might not have as much weight to it. Or maybe you'll be like, that's why he's gone.
Yep.
But this one...
That's why he's your ex.
Normally, we're pretty vulgar. But if there's kids in the car, especially, make sure they don't hear this one. Steve is a wildcat. We go back and forth with them. If you're not familiar with the vibe with Steve, we know Steve really well.
Yep.
So if it seems like we're being mean to him, we are.
We've been like that for years.
But it's not like he didn't know it was coming.
Right.
So this is your fair warning. I don't want to see any negative comments about, well, they didn't really talk much about hunting. We're telling you now. But now that the real WCB listeners are tuning in, what's up, guys? Good to have you here.
Thanks for coming.
First of all, thank you so much for the support. There's the response to the Bowhunting League episode intro has been overwhelming, and I'm kind of like, all right, we're good, we're even on that. If you need to know, tune back into that episode. You guys are
kind of forgot about that already,
dude.
You guys are a wild bunch of fuckers,
dude. If I ever doubted that people actually listen to us on job sites, yeah, turns out you motherfuckers are nuts.
Yeah,
and we're thankful for the sense of community and support that we have.
God, wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall in that place that day?
Oh, dude. They're like, what the hell? I mean, I had people sending us stuff from Texas, Virginia, Pennsylvania, all over the place. You guys are the shit. Thank you so much. The support means a lot. That being said,
don't piss us off.
Go wherever you listen. Give us a rating and a review. We thank you for that. And you guys are just crazy. We picked two winners. I know I said we were only going to pick one, but we picked two. Just randomly chose them. So shout out to you guys for the help and sense of community.
Did you get any recordings sent to you?
A lot.
Did you?
Yes.
We'll have to listen to them. Maybe we'll do that on a Patreon episode.
Yeah. Play the best one.
I was kind of like, guys, hey boys.
Yeah, I heard some. They went pretty hard.
I'm not going to lie. We were doing Doug and I were in, did a couple DeerCast podcasts the following day. And I was kind of like sweating a little.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, these guys are wild. Yeah. Like they want
the first one you played, I was like, oh my God.
Good. I was like, oh no. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's all good. But let's get to some business, fellas. The podcast is always presented by Elite Archery.
That's right.
If you've been looking into getting an elite bow, you can use code WCB at elitearchery.com and ship it to a local dealer, and everybody wins. We look good. Elite looks good. Your local shop looks good. You look good. You know who's thinking about getting an Elite? He texted me today about it. PR Paletta from Whitetail.
He texted me too.
About an Elite?
Yeah, I'm going to bring over the Envision and show him how it's done.
He must be thinking pretty hard about it. We're all shooting the Envision this year. Doug is probably shooting the sexiest Envision.
Yeah, probably the best shooter too.
Well, we didn't say that. Purple Rain?
Yeah.
You're shooting Purple Rain?
Blowing crazy purple.
I went with the... What color is
it? We checked the forecast.
I'm shooting Mountain Tan. Raining. Then we got a mix of Purple Rain, Mountain Tan, and Sienna Brown for the Envision.
I got the Mountain Tan.
I did too. I like it a lot.
Sexy.
It's a good looking bow, man. And it's a shooter.
It's not bad.
Wider stance on her. Real nice. Real nice. So check it out. The Elite Envision, code WCB. Also, big time. Got a podcast coming down the pipe with Joe and Daryl from Big Time. And you can use code WCB2022. Get ready for your fall food plots. And that podcast coming up, we covered Main Event. We cover Borderline a little bit. We cover Buck Brunch, the differences, the mixtures. It's a fun episode. My Borderline's popping good. And I'm getting ready to prep for fall plots pretty much within the next 2 weeks. I'll be doing some tillage work. and then planning to get seed in the ground right after Africa.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, my plan also.
Yeah. So look forward to that podcast coming from Big Tine. Go to bigtine.com, code WCB2022. Help save you some coin. Also, Illinois Deer and Beer Fest is coming up. Big Tine will be there, and we will be the official dealer for the Illinois Deer and Beer Fest for Big Tine. So if you need some seed then, it'll be...
We're your guys.
It'll actually be pretty... It'll be just after. You'll be a little late, but you can still have time to pick it up and get it in.
That's so right.
You'll still be sitting good. Also, Huntworth, huntworthgear.com. They offer three awesome camo patterns, Disruption, Tarnin, and Hidden. Hidden's more their hardwoods, traditional type pattern. Tarnin is got that broken up more of like, I don't know. I like the look of it. I'd say it look good from a tree stand or from the ground. Mm-hmm. I've used both. I use Disruption on my Wyoming mule deer hunt, some of my Western stuff, and it's performed great. So give Huntworth a try. Check them out. A lot of farm implement stores will carry Huntworth, like Farm and Fleet carries it here.
It's a great price point also.
Great price for great product. And we have a code WCB15 at huntworthgear.com. So check them out. Give them a chance. They're great people too, man. Great people. We're going to be rocking all that Huntworth stuff in Africa.
It's like Prime Days all the time. We just save you guys money.
Yeah. You should be thankful, guys.
You should appreciate us more.
Yeah. You should really appreciate us more and our partners because we're just doing the best we can.
You're welcome.
You know what I mean? We're doing the best we can. Old Barn Taxidermy. I just got that full-blown Old Barn tour. I think one of the best, Sam Gaylord's like one of the best taxidermists in the country for bears. They do all species. They crank them out. It's a system. They're changing the way I think about the taxidermy industry. They're just basically on the cutting edge of everything. And you might not know it, but your local taxidermist might use Old Barn's tannery.
It's a good chance they do.
There's a real good chance. And G2 Forms is their own line of forms that they've came out with. They're kick-ass. Ask your taxidermist if they can get G2 forms. Old Barn Taxidermy. And they have drop-off locations. Let's see what's... do they have the drop-offs listed on their website? Let's see.
Got to somewhere, right? Right there. Go back. Tannery. Go back. At the bottom.
Pick up and drop off routes. Oh, they have a... Oh, geez. They had a drop-off spot.
Right there, there's all the spot. Well, you probably have to click on that. Probably takes you to the next menu.
I don't know. It's a lot of work. Get on Old Barn's website.
Yeah, you can check it out.
Yeah, do your thing. Camelfire, camelfire.com. I seen some people posting in the group today about Camelfire. The deal's going on this week. Right now, they got tree stands for 40% off. It's a different revolving deal. Recycles every 12 hours or something like that. All sorts of goodies. There's trail cams right here. There's a Sin Crusher bag. 50% off.
Some blind on there.
Blind, what are these? Steel blind post brackets? For what? What is this?
For what?
I need this. So the angled legs and large platforms. Ah, used for hunting blinds. Cool. Neato. Look at that. Camelfire.com. Deals. Delete your browser history. Your wife will never know where you're buying all your stuff from. Mm-hmm. And she don't need to know, frankly. You know, find something else to do. Don't you got to go to Target and buy an $8 coffee? Get the fuck out of my face.
Get off my phone.
You know?
Yeah.
The podcast also brought to you by Spy Point Trail Cameras. The Flex is now available in stores at your nearest Spy Point dealer. We have a couple Flexes on the way. I got one in the woods now. The easiest setup camera for cellular network that I've ever fucking put out. Like, easy.
You love it?
5 steps.
I do love it. It's very impressive. It's got the test button on it. Hit the test button so you don't have to sit there and guess and dance around in front of your camera. I know you like to dance, Doug, but
it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt to dance. I mean, get some calories, but no, great performing camera. It's it grabs basically whatever cellular network is closest. You don't have to sit there and fight like, oh, Verizon works here, but not at the bottom of the hill.
Right. You sit there and dance, and then it'll tell you it doesn't work, and then you got to move it.
Yeah. It'll grab whatever cell signal is stronger. So check them out. SpyPoint.com. The Flex. I think it's going to change the reputation for SpyPoint. We get a lot of you guys are mad haters, but they've changed their customer service. This Flex is going to change things for SpyPoint. I'm telling you with the time. Mm-hmm. So be open-minded. We get it, guys, but things are changing. They're improving, and they're great people. We talked with them all the time. Novix tree stands, the Echo, the Hilo, whichever one you want. You want to go big, you want to go super mobile. They're both mobile, but how mobile do you want to get? They have hunt ready systems where you can get the Hilo or the Echo ready to go, ready to rock. $589.99, everything you need to go with the Hilo and four full length sticks. It's pretty fucking good.
That's a deal.
And ethical people made here in the USA, Peoria, Illinois. Got to support Novix and all the good people there. So check them out. All right, on to the episode. Hope you enjoy it, guys. Thanks for being here.
I'm Chase Rolfson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody. It's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys. This is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Bachman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
Working class bow hunter podcast. We are already starting off spicy. This podcast is purely a BS session. If you're here for educational purposes, check back in on another.
Sorry.
Skip to the next one.
Catch you on the next one.
Skip maybe on that one. So to give you some updates on what we've done today, we've already done a 3-hour podcast today. Yep. This is our follow-up BS podcast. There's NA beers on the table, and we're going to do
it. It is currently 10:19 p.m.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
And we are going to do our introductions ending on the BS guest of the hour. Because we know nothing serious could ever come out of this shit.
I thought we were going to have him do his intro again.
All right, hold on.
It is time once again for another splendid episode of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. What is this voice? What did he say? Yeah, this is Steve again. Hey, welcome back. This is a great opportunity for me to tell you guys that I missed you, and this is just a BS episode. So clearly you saw who was on it. Obviously, it's not going to be anything important, but we are right here at, let me make up an address, 2022 Bowhunter Avenue, the brand new Buckatorium Platinum Edition. Don't forget where we're at, right here in beautiful, do I say the city?
Say it.
New Windsor, Illinois. That's right. They got a storefront with the logo on it. I am Steve. Sitting next to me is Doug.
Hi.
Over there is Kurt.
Glad you're here, Steve.
I know. Eric.
Good morning.
Good morning. And John, who I just met.
Yep.
Who is yoked and looking.
The Greek god.
John, he just Adams. Came from college.
Yeah. He did.
He's on a shirt.
Frat boy.
Yep.
Yep.
I did graduate.
You did graduate college?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Good for you.
Damn, John. Yeah,
all right, way to flex on us. Thanks. Appreciate it.
In what?
Mass communications.
Oh, okay. What does that mean?
Gym coach?
You can answer a telephone.
I know how to communicate with mass audiences.
Do you really, though?
From what I understand, it's
gym
what,
teacher.
What you guys have. Pretty massive audience. So.
That's what we're doing.
So, hey, guys.
He went to college for this.
You're doing great.
So, hey, John literally got here 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yep. I started my day on Eastern time this morning and somehow ended up in the podcast studio.
Yeah, because I texted you at like, I don't know what time it was this morning. You just left. Like, yeah, my ETA is like 10 p.m.
How long have you been driving today?
I want to say at least 10 hours.
Well, welcome.
Something like that. Yeah.
You're at the WCB Airbnb.
Yep.
Glad you're here, buddy. Glad you made it safe.
Hey, we'll send you a bill.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Always happy to be here.
Yeah, just do the linens.
Give us 5 stars.
So. Do the linens and the dishes before you leave, and we'll make up for it. All right.
Good intro, Steve.
Thank you. I was a little rusty. Haven't done that in 2 years since I lost my job. You know, fucking pandemic. It was rough on everybody.
You never had a job. We just fired you.
you were just a long-standing intern that never made the cut.
Yeah, no shit. Dude, Lee's gunning for that number one spot, and he's probably going to get it.
He's a cult leader.
That's right.
He knows how to move around.
Man,
He does know how to move around. He took some notes. So we're here just for a BS podcast. We figured it'd be fun to have Steve come in. Honestly, the reason why we're doubling up is because if we don't do double up podcasts when we want to cram another one in, like, we're booked the fuck out. So it's,
yeah,
and we got a hunt coming up and all kinds of shit coming up.
That's why we're booked out, is because of the hunt stuff. But like, our next opening is end of September right now.
Woof.
So we're doing double nights.
Yeah.
I'm calling in sick.
Hey, all right.
Well, to the podcast or to work?
Either or.
Yeah. Depends how he's feeling.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, we just caught you in a lie now.
What's been new in the life of Steve? Because the only people that know what's been going on with Steve are people who have listened to Thoughts from a Steve on our Patreon.
Yeah. And
how's that going?
It's fun. I lost my voice for a month, like last month. So I was trying to get podcasts out like once a week. And the last episode I did, it sounded like I had went down on cigarettes for like 3 hours. My voice was awful. And dude, Thoughts from Steve is so fun. Like, it's on the Patreon. There's people that listen, and now we've got like inside jokes that for some reason, when me and Doug started them off, they just keep carrying through. No, and I mean, if you want to know about why Sweet Baby Ray's is a thing, hey, Working Class Bowhunter Patreon, $10 a month, and you guys—that's
not all you get—is Steve's Patreon.
Yeah, that's all you get, dude. No, I mean, hey,
actually, the two below that, you get more than that. So just sign up for those ones.
You got to pay for that one, but you get this one for free.
But, you know, but it's cool. Like, you know,
everything we can do to hide Steve behind a paywall. It's like we're the most protected, that any risk he might offer, well, at least we're getting paid for it.
It's $40 a month. There's three listeners.
Here's one of the greatest moments of that podcast. I had Jeremy Beck on, and we just talked conspiracy theories the whole time. And then hunting. And then when I asked him, what drives Jeremy? I'm not even bullshitting you, dude. The phone starts cutting out. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, I'm trying to get him to, like, and he goes to try to tell a story again. And I, like, the phone just starts dying. Like, it goes out. I've never had that happen before. But I was like, it's just a sign that I'm never going to be able to move past where I'm at because the forces that be are holding me back.
Alex Jones cut off his phone.
I was like, he could have gave me like the advice that all of a sudden I would be able to lose weight, you know, not say dumb shit, not drink all the time. But then it was like, nope, Steve, you got to stay the same and keep living in your parents' basement girlfriend list now again. That's a new thing, too.
All right. A lot to dive into.
That was a lot.
There's a whole lot there, guys.
Because your phone cut out.
Dude. Real question here. Where's the fucking turtle at?
Yeah. All right. There's a couple things we got.
Diving in deep.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I'm still eating this thing.
So Eric made this his bet, which I love.
On top of your guys' bet.
Which I love because it just kind of, I can relax with it.
Eric's a betting man.
He is.
I have
been a betting man.
I've been winning, too. So remember that this fall.
To fill the list.
How's that tattoo, by the way?
Ooh, it's awesome. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He you were there when he got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
John was literally playing a guitar when you were getting it.
That's true. That's true. I forgot.
Wait, yeah, you guys had like a live tattoo thing in Pennsylvania, right?
Ohio.
That's
first
what it
first Airbnb tattoo I've ever gotten.
Yeah, we got a couple of kitchen tats. So
Jesus,
they turned out great, actually. Yeah.
Have you seen it since I got it?
I don't think. Yeah, I saw it at the shoot.
Oh, yeah,
that. It's perfect.
So
it sounds a lot grittier than it actually was. It was pretty sanitary. The Airbnb was really nice, you know.
Super nice.
To be honest, both my all three of my tattoos have been in either a living room or a basement.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's old punk rock dudes that get a hold of a tattoo gun that just draw an outline of a lady on a rocket. Yeah.
Hey, whatever works, man.
I wish you would have I will try and dig up images of the tattoo. It was just an outline, and then before he passed away, Derek Jackson, who was a good friend, he went back and redid it and made it look way better than it was. It's not good, but
it's better than what it was.
Don't you have like Paramount on your chest or something?
No, I have Parliament.
Paramount. Paramount Plus, like the fucking TV channel.
As soon as that shit came out, I had to get the plus right here.
I thought you were a movie freak.
Yeah. Yeah, 7 years later, he gets a plus next to it.
Oh, you want to see the fake taxi tattoo on my thigh?
What? Is that true?
No. God, no. Movie fake fan? Taxi. No one knows what fake taxi is? All right,
no, I know what it is. I just remember.
Everyone knows what it is here.
So where is the turtle? For people who don't know, Steve made a bet with me several years ago at a trade show in front of people at the booth during a podcast that year he would make a bet with me that he would kill a bigger deer than me that year. And he had this pet turtle. African side neck for turtle nerds out there.
Turtle nerds.
the best kind of nerd.
By the way, YouTube turtle nerds, dude. There's guys that have like terrapins and
we're
shit.
We're coining that.
John has 12 turtles, by the
turtle
way.
Turtle nerds.
Dude, so, I was
all the people that bash the podcast are fucking nerds. Turtle nerds. Dude,
was and still
just
am.
Off the tongue.
A giant Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan okay. growing up. So
that's different. Turtle nerd. Way cooler than the turtle
that's a
nerds
different
I'm
nerd.
Talking about. So Steve was like, yeah, I'm cool. I'll make this bet. I don't remember what your side of the bet was. But I basically said, fine. If I beat you in this bet, we're going to kill your turtle. And Steve took the bet, and of course he lost.
You bet your turtle's life.
Of course I lost. Why'd you say it like that?
Did PETA ever contact you?
No one ever had any faith in you on that Falcon bet.
I had faith in myself.
That was an outlandish bet.
Oh, dude, Steve, you knew exactly what you were betting.
You were an Uncut Gems right there, son.
And what?
Making bets you can't cash.
What is Uncut Gems? What is that?
The movie, you dumbass.
I haven't seen it.
Great movie.
Must not be on Paramount.
Solid.
Anyway, getting to the point, where's this turtle?
The turtle was in protective custody.
Which meant, really, where was it?
In the sewer eating pizza.
Really, where was
in
it?
In the sewer eating pizza.
It was at my parents' house.
The whole time?
For a good long while. No, it came with me out to the shithole apartment that Doug helped me move into after he kicked me out of his house.
I thought you said it was at your ex-girl's place and her kids loved it.
It was, and now I got to go get it back.
So it's still there.
We'll get it.
It's at your ex-girl's.
So you got to get it back. You don't have no attachment to it anymore, so now we're going to eat the fucking thing.
We're gonna see what we do. I'm going to try and get it back, but this is a difficult situation. We might just go raid this house.
Ski mask.
Dude, you know
some poo shiesties.
We should just hit with a turkey load.
Oh, man.
We should put in a clay pigeon thrower.
What if he lives and he just lands in the water?
Dude, just hit a shell and does nothing. Yeah, he just lives.
Just full choke.
Then that turtle comes back to like, dude, avenge all the shit that we put him through, all the shit that
you,
he's seen
you,
me.
You made the bet.
We'll
see. It's all on you,
baby. Eric wants to put this turtle in a crock pot like nobody I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
Dude, turtles don't forget.
Well, he's not going to have anything to remember when he's boiling, is he?
Hell no.
Turtles don't forget. Yeah, no one will ever forget the turtle soup either.
I'm not eating it.
Yeah, I would not eat.
Throw a couple of onions and some mushrooms in there.
Oh, God.
Hey, all right. I hear you. But anyway.
You're going to die from eating a turtle.
You made a silly bet.
I've made mistakes in my life.
That's a terrible bet.
I would like to go on the record and just say that in my lifetime, I have made mistakes.
Well, yeah, no shit.
And I have made poor choices, and I would just ask that you guys all forgive me for all the poor choices that I willingly made.
Not happening.
No, okay. It was worth a shot. What about you, Doug?
Nah, dude.
Kurt?
Nah, not a chance, man.
John? I wasn't paying. What were you?
Jeez.
Glad
I got lost.
I got, I'm sorry. Glad you're here. 10 hours on the road, man.
Yeah.
John's thinking about college.
Thinking about how to communicate.
I got a mass communication deal. All right, you want to say something to the mass audience? What? Huh?
What?
They covered turtles. Communicating your message, but not listening. That's something.
Communication.
That
two different. Communication is different than listening.
Yeah. I saw that on a PowerPoint somewhere.
I think it's one half of communicating is listening.
Oh, it is? Okay.
So it's like.
No, wait, you were asking if I would eat the turtle?
No, I was asking if you would forgive me for all the poor choices I made in my life.
Well, I would personally.
All right, thank you.
I know Doug and these guys might not, but.
Well, you've only known him
I would,
20 minutes.
I would hope that.
I've known him for 15 seconds.
I would hope that, you know, you would do the same for me. So I've made my mistakes too.
We've all made mistakes. But when you make as many mistakes as this motherfucker
did
over
you
here,
say steaks?
No.
Did you say steak?
All right, what else is new in Steve's life? This is your chance for people to want you back, and I don't know if you're passing the test.
Oh, man, dude. Life threw me a couple curveballs. And
I kicked you out of my house.
And Doug kicked me out of his house. I got kicked off the podcast. But
time for the day bird to fly, you know?
Yeah. And the mail's still getting sent there.
The fucking mail, dude.
Yeah, the fucking mail.
There's so much mail in my house.
I have
still.
A P.O. box. I don't understand why they don't send that shit to me.
You got to transfer your mail over.
I did. And I'm like,
no,
I wanted
to. No, you didn't, because it wouldn't be getting sent to Doug's
house. I have a shoebox full of your mail right now.
What a lady's house. I will give it. You guys want to know my P.O. box? It's 3540.
No.
Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember what the exact number is.
That's did you say Niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
I have a piece of Traeger for his grill at my house.
I don't understand how that even happened.
I'm going to throw it away.
Let me ask, while we're on the subject of P.O. boxes, do you guys have a P.O. box
for the studio?
You should get one and see what they send for fan mail, you know?
You know, I've been, it's like been on the to-do list, but I've not done it
since we got the studio.
Well, you get a free one.
I have a P.O. box and it's a giant pain in the ass.
I hate them.
You gotta go to the fucking post office to check your mail.
If we had a P.O. box in the studio, I'd never check it.
No.
Not even on your way in the morning?
Once a month, maybe.
Enough. What if someone just sent us a bunch of money?
Give me one of them big ones.
Yeah. All right, I'm getting a P.O. box.
Give me those big checks.
I had a P.O. box. I lived in Sherrard. It's the worst.
Oh, yeah, because you couldn't get mail delivered to your house.
God, I hated it.
Dude, it's fucking terrible. Like, give me a mailbox. What are you doing?
I was at work before they opened, and I got home after they closed.
Ugh.
I could never get packages.
Yeah. The one in Donnie was open from, like, 7 to 10.
That's the dumbest shit. Be open from
like,
3 to 6.
How the fuck am I ever supposed to drop off packages or check my fucking mail?
Yeah, it's dumb. Yeah, they're getting overpaid.
Yeah. For just having a box, like, leave the door unlocked, fuck, or leave me a key.
You can check it at 24 hours, your P.O. box, but at the same time, it's like, for the podcast, I want to support my local post office and drop off all the packages I post, or I package up, but I never can.
Yeah.
Because they ain't fucking open.
Fuck them. It's like, what is it, government thing? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
Government hours.
Yeah, and they're gone for like 4 hours during the middle of the day to eat lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's like...
Make a PB&J and take a 25-minute break like the rest of us.
Yeah. And take it opposite from someone else so you can still work or keep the place open.
Right.
Yeah. Be like Amazon, just fire somebody for taking a pee break.
Right, yeah. I mean, we want
Let's
discipline.
Get some efficiency here.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I don't care if there's 600 people in this town. You're not taking lunch.
Yeah. They're not all going to show up at once, dude. Yeah. The fucking chances of that happening? Slim to none.
But if it does, and you're not going to be here.
Yeah, because you're on lunch, dumb.
It's actually bullshit. If you think
fuck it, dude. Fuck them.
What else is new, Steve? So you couldn't keep a girlfriend. You still got your job?
Yeah, still got my job. I'm actually working with your brother-in-law.
Are you?
Yeah.
Currently?
Yeah, he's been like trying to get me out there and do what I like, do whatever for him. And it's good. I like working with him. I mean, he's...
Do you?
Yeah, because he's got that pace that he wants to put on you that just wants you to be better, you know? Like, I'm closing in on, you know, turning out my apprenticeship, so it's... Dude, if I don't, like, get this shit figured out and I'm not, like, at the top where I need to be and I'm not beating out everybody else, like, as soon as I turn out, it's going to be two-check Friday, and I don't want that. You know, probably about the past 6, 7, 8 months... I just wanted to go on a hustle. You know, I'm trying to do the shit that I should have done.
What's two checks Friday?
It's when you get laid off, they give you two checks.
Oh.
Yeah, they give you a check for that week and then the next week so you can have time to go find a job. Mm. Pretty common thing. Yeah, if you show up to work and you get two checks on a Friday.
Your SOL.
Bad deal. But
I used to get laid off seasonally from work and they never gave me two checks.
Well, no, that's a seasonal layoff where they're going to bring you back. When you get two checks, that's when they lay you off for good. That's when they're like, hey, turn in your tools. Yeah, essentially.
Did Tri-City give you two checks?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when they came out and gave me two paychecks.
This is neat. I get two checks.
They're like, he got
I'll be all happy. Like, oh, sweet. I got two checks.
Damn, double pay. Oh.
Yeah. Let's go to the bar.
My lucky day. Yeah, fuck, these fucking idiots paid me twice. Fuck.
And then it's like,
do I get
those
problem,
next
not
week,
mine. Yeah. Finally, they're paying me for what I'm worth. Fuck.
I haven't done shit all week, but.
Damn. Dude, and then it's like an Office Space. Milton just kept showing up even after he didn't get paychecks for like 10 years.
I'd be at my stapler.
Maybe you make the blue. No, man, I just been
burn this whole place down.
Just been trying to grind it out a little bit, and you know, I got like
I don't believe you.
I started another podcast, and I've got
I've been saying this shit for 7 years. I know,
but I've got a project that I'm really excited about.
So true.
With this other dude online that we're gonna try and do like some video type things and. We're still working out those details. The guy's from Arizona. Super cool dude.
Yeah, that'll work out.
I want to do that. I've got another
one. Well, you know he's got a girlfriend from California.
Yeah, he's not even from here. Yeah, we're doing this big project together. It's going to be great, man.
I met this girl she lives in California.
He goes to different high school. You wouldn't know him.
They went to like six. They went to three different high schools. So never heard of any of them.
He's imaginary friends. He's a good content creator.
I met him on Call of Duty.
Yeah, you might have heard of him.
Joe Rogan. You might know him. Ari Shaffir, you know. But no, I've got that. And then I've got another venture that I'm trying to do. And just.
What, your own barbecue sauce?
Whoa. It's not a bad idea, actually.
Wink, wink.
That'd be your best idea you've ever had in your life.
Turtles? I'll talk to you guys about it after, but like
seasoning.
Call it turtle sauce.
No, there's a there might be something in the works. I'll tell you guys after because
you know
we're still working on a name,
nerds.
But we're like legit gonna get an LLC and
you in this dude from Arizona?
No, it's another cat local around here.
Oh, I know what you're talking about already.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I can just guess. I bet you I know who he is.
Let's see.
Harrison Crop.
No, he's I got some stuff I got to talk to him about. Harry's good shit.
See, I was trying to write.
Harry's good shit. No,
his family owns Bogey's Mustard.
Oh, it's so good. We
great dude too. By the way,
it's fantastic, dude. He was pissed that we went and met Stale Cracker, and we gave him some of the Bogey's. You know who that is? He's a TikTok dude. He's like, put it on a cracker, dude.
Oh.
That money, dude.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
No, he's cool as fuck.
He was around for the Snoop Dogg concert, wasn't he?
No, he was. He did like some in-store signing for a local chain up here, Hy-Vee. Or they're not local, but like Midwestern Hy-Vee.
He's doing signings?
Yeah, he was doing
Hy-Vee.
Well, and because he's got two things. He's got like a sauce.
Yeah, Steve talked to him because he's the only one that showed up.
You saw him at Walmart?
So there was a fuckload of
people. You guys gave him
around.
Some mustard and he didn't like it?
No, he was going to try it. He didn't eat it there because everybody that comes up to him, he drinks Natty Light. And Cody, who we went with, had this, it's called a Freedom Funnel. It's a fucking, like, it's a flabongo, but it's an eagle.
I've seen those, yeah.
Yeah.
Cody who?
Cody Beal. Bile.
Bile. Geez.
Bile. Yeah, I always call him Beal. Fuck, it's Bile.
Yeah, he's always making, like, crawfish boils and shit.
Yeah.
Which I eat. Oh, I thought you said that he tried it, was like, it's not good.
No. He was like, I'll take this, I'll try it, I'll let you guys know.
So you want to hear something? All right, we're BSing, so we're just going all over the place. So I live in the middle of fucking nowhere. Well, I guess I don't want to pinpoint exactly where I live. Like, you could flick me up if you need to. But there's this fucking property of these, like, homestead hippies. You didn't know about this? You know about this, right?
I don't think so.
The hippies?
No.
Uh-uh.
And I guess they're great people. I've never met them. I've actually wanted to meet them, but I don't know how to, like, go meet them.
Go over and knock on their tent.
Well, all right. Anyway,
go knock on their hammock.
Every 4th of July, like, I live in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's nothing around. Like, when I look up in the sky in my area, it's fucking stars. Like, there's no city lights to block anything out. Every 4th of July weekend, there's a full-blown fucking Woodstock hippie festival.
Just a rager.
Right in my, like, county block of the country, of the middle of nowhere where I live.
Oh, shit.
And it is, like, you can hear the crowd cheering.
I never heard of this.
Do they ever do, like,
you guys never heard me talk about this?
I've heard you talk about the party, but I didn't know there was hippies that lived down there.
Oh, yeah, they're homestead. So they, like, there's a pond on there. They live off the land. They made, like, they, I don't know if they make their own wine. They plant their own stuff. But anyway, Harrison knows or has been out there to help out.
And that fucking surprise me.
Yeah, if you go out there and like help them farm and shit, they like feed you. And if you need to stay, you can put a tent up. But anyway, like they have like this festival, like straight up festival every 4th of July. And if you're at my place, you can hear the band fucking jamming. And it's like a fair distance away. And you can hear the crowd. It's a festival, full blown music festival. Like
Woodstock in the middle of fucking Illinois. In the
middle of nowhere. But that one, like leading up to about a week of it and a week after, dude, I like around my house. And there's, if you're on my road and I don't know who you are, something's up. Like, I'm getting weird. Like, I got the Glock.
Like, a bunch of chicks.
I got that blicky, you know?
Just a bunch of chicks with armpit hair coming up to your house,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah, Kurt's about to put people on t-shirts.
Dude, what's up? Looking like a mixtape in the clouds. And then,
you're about to be a decal.
So, bro, you're about to be a billboard on 11th Street in Rock Island.
But you'll see, like, these people that look lost kind of, like, walking around with, like, two dogs that, for some reason, homeless people need to have two dogs.
You need them.
Can we tell a story about me getting mad at homeless people that have dogs?
I didn't know that was a thing.
When we were at ATA to Indianapolis.
Dude, I don't remember any of those.
Yeah, there was some lady
that I was even with you.
We were walking, lady had a dog. I was mad. I'm like, I threw like money out. Like, take that fucking dog into somewhere warm. I didn't give a fuck about her or the baby she was with. The dog.
She didn't have a baby. She probably wasn't even homeless.
Yeah,
she was just going for a walk. Well,
you done that. Fucking normal lady.
You done that.
Oh, I dropped change on a chick.
You dropped it?
I didn't throw change at her, man. I dropped it and went everywhere.
He literally threw a roll of quarters at this homeless lady's head.
She wasn't even homeless. She's just a lady fucking sitting on the side.
Drunk girl on her phone.
I dropped a couple quarters and she lost her mind.
Was that in your pocket?
Was that the same night that someone broke their leg?
No,
that was in Nebraska.
That was a whole different.
Oh, yeah, that was Nebraska.
I didn't mean that to be like this big ordeal. It just was really funny.
It just turned out hilarious.
It's one of those incidents.
Kurt just feel like she needed fucking $2.14.
Okay, so here's the inside joke. I'm filling John in. And apparently Steve wasn't there. We were in Bloomington, Illinois, the first year of Illinois Deer and Beer Fest, which is it's coming back this year.
You were there.
Yes. I wasn't there. I was separated from you guys.
We were downtown Bloomington, and it was the first weekend that school, like all the college kids were back that weekend. So it was like the big party weekend. We didn't know that until we went out to the bars to have some beers. And it's like college kids fucking everywhere, you know? And then that's when I realized like kids now in college dress way different than they did when we were that age. And it's just straight nips out. And you're like, God, what is going on? So I paid for some drinks with cash and I had change in my pocket. Well, it's an inside joke that my buddy Tyler always does this. Whenever he has change in his pocket, he just drops it on the ground because he knows people will pick it up. And I'm like, I got all this change in my pocket. It's annoying to carry it. And there's this chick sitting on the outside of this bar, and I went by her, and I must have had a lot of it because everyone says I threw it at her. I didn't throw it at her. I swear I didn't throw it at her. But I dropped it in front of her like she was homeless, and she wasn't. And she fucking came unglued on me, dude.
He threw 382 cents right at her feet.
Dude, she was so mad. And like the timing of it, and like from when I dropped it to her reaction to all my boys behind me was just so funny that I think I cried. It was that
I was crying.
That might be.
I was crying out and I saw the change roll right to her.
And then I feel bad about it in post, but during the time, so worth it.
Oh,
yeah. The real question is, who bought the fucking pizza?
Oh my God. I told that story on Thoughts from a Steve.
I bet you did.
And, yeah,
that story that probably just needs to stay there so people go in one of those.
Yeah,
I've never seen a fucking slice of pepperoni pizza fly so fast.
And I've never seen such pinpoint accuracy as it went into an inch.
You were like a Ninja Turtle throwing that.
We'll give the cliff notes of the story. Steve, in however long he was involved with our podcast, has never spent a dime on anything except for beer.
No, because somehow he just forgets his debit card every time or it's disconnected or something.
Yeah, declined.
So anyway,
declined.
Steve buys one pizza after ATA when we're all drunk. We're back at the hotel eating it. I have like a slice, and we're like talking about. Well, all of us were kind of like not really an argument. It was ramping up into an argument.
Yep.
And Steve turns to me and goes, "Well, who bought the fucking pizza?" And it just set me off. Like, it was just the wrong time to say it.
And this is like five dudes in a hotel room.
At 2 a.m.
Yes.
Kurt tosses the fucking pizza.
Oh, no, he doesn't toss it. Boy, he fucking throws it.
I mean, ninja, this thing.
Ninja starred it.
This thing, dude, it.
It's apparently still there.
Apparently, like.
It's guaranteed still there.
I mean, you guys should thank me because that pizza had rocket fuel on it. So the amount of money I spent there were even because that pizza fucking took off. And there's like a little gap in between like the nightstand and it just falls in there.
No, dude. It didn't fall in there. It
shot, or like not falls in there, but like just like falls in perfectly. Like, you
know. This is how it is. There's like an office desk and like the desk where you set your papers on and shit. Then there's a little shelf that you put like a TV on. So in between the desk and the shelf, there's a little space.
Like a 1-inch gap.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Perfect for pizza.
Perfect for a slice of pizza.
And as I watched this, I didn't realize that as fast as that pizza shot back there, Kurt is actually as fast too, right in my face. And he's like right there, and I'm just like, I'm not going to bullshit. Like, bro, I froze. Like, this dude's in my face after he's yelling at me. Like, what do I do? And Kurt's like, the only reason I didn't knock you the fuck out because you didn't put your hands up. He's like, if you would have put your hands up, I would have punched you right in your stupid fucking face.
That pizza stuck the wall like a fucking pickle on a window,
oh,
dude.
Oh, man.
Dude. That pizza's still back.
Oh, yeah, it's still
no,
there.
There's no way, dude. This is...
If you stayed at a Holiday Inn Express in Indianapolis, Indiana, and you stayed in like room, it was like room 4 or something.
Oh, man.
And it reeked of old pepperonis. My bad.
Dude, they're going to find it when they remodel that hotel.
They probably had to remodel that one room. Hand me one of them ice cold beers, would you, Doug? But anyway.
Are you going to throw it at me?
Hey.
No, I definitely wouldn't. Hey, I haven't thrown a slice of pizza since then. To be honest. Actually, I've been pretty chill. Since we fired you.
He actually has been
very chill. He has been chilled.
Hey, who bought the fucking beer, by the way?
I don't think he's yelled at anyone.
Well, we're not drinking your fucking beer yet.
Yeah, okay, but time out. Whenever back in the day, when we'd be like, hey, Steve, can you pick up beer? Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, 12-pack, baby.
There's 7 guys here, and he picks up a sixer.
He picks up a sixer, yeah.
And it's like, cool,
we can have half a beer each.
Yeah, if I take 3 sips, pass it to you, and then if you hold down,
and then
also
it's like, that's all they had at the gas station. Where did you go?
Yeah. The one gas station only has that kind of beer.
Yeah.
Only has sixers and they're 8 ounces.
Yeah. It's a great fucking beer in my dad's garage.
Yeah. No wonder.
Dude, you did do that one time.
Barry
brought a bag of beer. Just a mixture of beer.
A grocery bag.
Barry's like, guys,
beers.
I got beer for tonight. I was like, oh, sick.
Straight beer.
A mixture
nice.
Of beers. A mixture of like warm Michelobes. In
it's like some natties in there.
He told you went to fucking high. And dude, got the fucking variety pack. No fucking way. They're warm.
Dude, the amount of bullshit mixed Steve has ran us through, like, man. It's insignificant bullshit that just led up to us, like, finally being like, get out of here and never come back.
Dude, it's like that fucking.
If you could like, record it now, it'd be perfect.
Oh, gosh.
It'd be a fucking train wreck.
I don't want to relive those days, dude. I've moved past those days.
Steve drove fucking 4 years. Hammer drunk with a fucking taillight out.
Dude, I cannot believe. Like, for years, every vehicle you had for 5 years had a taillight out on it.
Remember his truck with the frame?
The frame? Yeah. He was like, hey, I got a deal on this. And I was like, hey, being a good guy, I am. Yeah, no one cars. I'm like, hey, I'll come look at it with you. No, it's a good deal. It's a good deal. You paid like fucking $200 for it or something. I'm like, it's got to have something wrong, and he gets there, and it's just fucking accordion in the middle, dude, just fucking broken
when
half.
When the truck bed touches the cab.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And you welded it up for him, didn't you?
I did.
How'd you do it? You just put a big plate in there?
You just put a jack underneath it and put as much weight as you can to straighten it out somewhat, and then put
start
a plate
welding.
In there.
Oh, no, we did put some angle on it.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never back to normal.
How long was the plate you had to put in it?
About 18 inches.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, I mean, there's a crack in the frame. It's like almost
it was all rusty and
it's
shit.
It's like one pothole away from cracking in half. So you have to go way far out to
the
get
the drive shaft held it together.
You have to go way far out to get to some decent metal, and at that point, it's still not good.
Thank God that thing was 4-wheel drive. The fucker would have crumbled.
He's locking the hubs and fucking
yeah. The whole back
always
half
keep
falls
on the
off.
Gas, so it's always throttled out. Like this.
Yeah, those are bad days. Don't drive drunk, people. You don't want to do that.
What else did you do that was dumb, Steve, in the time you were on?
What didn't he do is the question.
The pizza was a good one.
Pizza was good. Oh, all right. This is bad.
I haven't been that mad in a long time, dude.
I actually came up on a video today. Remember when we were at it was ATA in Indy?
Same ATA.
No, it was a different one.
Were we two years in a row?
The fight night one.
The last one you were there.
Oh, last ATA.
At that shitty Airbnb. And oh, I'm like, hey.
Steve, sit down Indian style.
Dude, that Airbnb was the worst.
It's like a video. I'm like, first night at ATA, it's like 2:30 in the morning. I'm like fucking hammered. Like right by the Lucas Stadium, it's right here. And then all of a sudden, Steve's on the front porch doing the.
Dude, that Airbnb. We're lucky our shit didn't get broke into outside.
Oh yeah, because you remember because we ended up leaving.
And me and Chandler stayed alone there.
And the house, like in the corner by the church,
right next door.
Oh, it's literally right next door.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
like they're fighting against my truck. This whole like house party broke out into the road, and they're like. It was a chick fight, which is always brutal. They're fighting, and like this one chick had her back up against my truck. I'm like, God, just.
And you can't say anything because all of a sudden you're like,
just like lock it.
I should have set the alarm. I don't know why I didn't. I should have set
the alarm. That's actually a good idea, the alarm. Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. Chandler's like opening the window. I'm like, hey, we don't want any of this. We just leave those blinds closed. Insurance will cover the rest. But
yeah, fuck.
Yeah. Good times. That's some wild trade shows.
Where were we at when we fucking.
Oh, hey, I know when, I know
when
something
we ordered
really dumb.
Fucking 87 White Castle hamburgers, and I didn't want pickles on them, so I threw every single pickle at Steve in the kitchen.
Yeah, because then Ross said, I on the last Thoughts from Steve, I told that story, too. About
Louisville, Kentucky.
Yep.
No, that
yep.
wasn't Louisville.
That's when Ross was going to beat your ass.
Oh, shit. Louisville. Yeah, we had that.
That's when Jordan was with us because he was our Uber all weekend. Yeah.
Yep. So that's when we put Steve in the tonneau cover.
I was just about to say. And you guys are just like fucking hitting donuts in the parking lot.
Yeah, we drove down to, is it Bourbon Street?
Yeah.
No, that's in, Louisville, yeah.
No, because they've got a Bourbon Street down there.
Yeah. Well, we put Steve in the tonneau cover and drove him down from the Airbnb down to Bourbon Street. And then he got, like, we're all hopped out of the truck. And we open the tailgate and Steve rolls out
of the tailgate. like a set of fucking golf clubs.
He is fucked, dude.
And nobody said shit. But, yeah, we went to White Castle, ordered, like, an insane amount of sliders. And you tried to order them with no cheese. And Ross cut your head off.
Some of them. I was like, joking. Hey, they're cheaper. And Ross like, hey, no. I'm like, yeah, who? Because everyone's arguing. And he's like, ew. God damn.
Dude, he was pissed.
And then Doug.
Who orders cheeseburgers with no cheese?
They don't come
you
with
fucking
cheese.
Fucking lunatic. No, and then this fucking idiot says he's allergic to cheese, but he eats pizza every fucking day. It doesn't make any
different
sense.
Different kind of cheese, bro.
It doesn't make any sense.
Jesus,
whenever
cheese,
we go,
man.
I'm allergic to cheese. I can't get a cheeseburger.
Cheese. Like, cheese. Like, hey, dude, you're allergic to cats, but you still have sex, right?
4 hours later, he fucking is ordering a fucking large cheese pizza, extra cheese.
Yeah, it's the same ingredients, milk and whatever else. And makes milk cheese.
Milk and churning.
Yeah.
And then Eric's just throwing stirring. Pickles at him.
Oh, I was throwing pickles all
How
night.
Many pickles do you think are in the Airbnb?
Oh, that they didn't find? 30. Yeah.
Dude, you know what? That Ross had a blanket at that Airbnb.
Oh, yeah, that never got found.
It was our buddy, he killed like a 217-inch buck. And that was like his wife. It was his first gift from his wife back in the day. Got
his girlfriend at the time.
This big blanket with him holding this. It was actually badass, like a big heavy blanket. Someone stole it out of the Airbnb.
Someone had to.
While we stayed there because it went missing and we never found it.
Dude, we were looking for hours
before we left. Yeah.
We tore the whole thing apart. I emailed the owner of the Airbnb. Nothing. He still is pissed about it, like to this day.
But someone came in and stole the blanket.
That Airbnb.
I don't know how to explain it. Someone did it.
Probably because the Airbnb owners are fucking working class fans, and they're like, "Fuck, we're gonna go in there when they're not
worth
there
some
and
money
go fucking loot the shit."
eBay 2 days after
it's
launched.
Hey, it's still on eBay to this point. At this day,
that thing's in a Sal Val store, sitting on a shelf somewhere, and people pick it up and like.
They pawned it.
Yeah.
Like, just get this podcast big enough to where someone's going to recognize Ross Bigger and say, hey, that's his blanket, like 30 years later. And then they give it to him when he's like 90 and he's just like
on his deathbed.
Woodrow Wilson.
Put it over his legs.
Yeah. Don't be warm. He's just dead already. You just like cover him up with it.
I had put it in his
Steve just like, I had it this whole time.
Hey, you know what
Ross,
I love about
I found it. And he
you
just
shouldn't
like,
have yelled at me at White Castle.
Steve favorite probably thing. Has been using as a comforter
at his viewing. You're just like, let's tuck him in.
Steve just like, remember White
Castle. Oh, I've had this since Louisville.
My favorite. Also, my favorite thing is Doug thinks I'm going to outlive Ross, and thank you for that, because there's no fucking way.
Dude, you're going to make the Marvel that outlives everyone.
Oh, God damn. Yeah, it's going to be terrible. I will come to all your funerals.
Don't come to mine.
Yeah, just don't, hey.
Hey, bro, I'm not even invited to your funeral.
You're going to speak at mine. I want to hear what you guys say.
How in the fuck hell. You got here? From hell.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure Doug... have a lot to say about you. Yeah, I lived with him and stained one of his mattresses while I lived there. And
never
then,
paid him rent.
What mattress got stained?
All of them.
All of them. That dude, bro, there was a lot of fucking going on in that house.
Yeah, with you guys.
Yeah, with Doug.
What the fuck?
Bro, what, you didn't know?
So what happened with your girl?
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about your girl situation.
So,
what happened, man? Tell the people. You realize there's like 60% of our audience has no idea who the fuck you are.
That's good. Don't go back and listen to any of the first like 342 years episodes
previous to this.
Yeah, just stay away from that, dude. You know, I'll say this because like I'm trying to not be fucking negative, but it's like
I don't even really want to launch this as like its own weekly episode at this point.
I don't even want to listen to this, to be honest with you.
Dude, when you do everything for someone and then they got to be like, yeah, I'm kind of...
Wait, time out. Did she do everything for you?
No.
Are you sure?
I just wanted her to communicate.
Because we did everything for you, but we didn't do anything for you.
I know. I know. It's it like I get it.
Just
like,
saying.
I get
just
it. You know what? This was perfect timing because
damn, you have some therapy right now.
I literally said this bro, earlier. I was like, hey, when you do everything for everyone, it's just
this
perfect
is an
timing.
Intervention. We brought you in for an intervention.
You get to a point where
I love how Steve could have guided the first 40 minutes of this podcast into really just capitalizing on like all our listeners be like, you know what, Steve should come back.
Ugh.
You know, and like he could have got like, dude, you know, I went deer hunting and did this and completely fucking dropped the ball. Like, just dropped the ball.
You gotta warm people up, dude. You gotta warm them up. What, do you guys want to hear about my deer hunts?
No, I'm invested in this woman story right now.
So, man, it just,
what a fucking shit.
It came to a point where I no longer wanted to continue to have the same fights. The same story, you guys know this all too well, where you try and you try and you try and they're just not going to change. So you just got to cut ties.
Okay. So how's the Tinder game going?
All right. So
tell us about your...
this long relationship story. And he tells like two minutes of it. You're like, yeah. Okay, how's the Tinder going?
Everyone's working into a long story that I didn't give a fuck about.
Yeah, it's not like I knew our kids' names or anything, and they knew my name, too. But yeah, here we go.
Stepdad Steve.
Dude, listen.
Oh, we're on the
Tinder. Nobody wants to be a stepdad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
I'm kidding about that. A lot of guys are great stepdads.
They are. I probably would have been a mediocre stepdad.
No one wants Steve to be their stepdad.
No,
dude, I could be someone's step boyfriend. You know, ladies, what's up? I only get you on the weekends. Tinder.
That wasn't a bad plug. I'll give you
that. Was pretty good.
That wasn't too bad. I've never heard that before.
Wait, every other weekend or just on the weekend?
Yeah, let's do every other weekend.
Step boyfriend.
I need a second to unpack that.
I know.
Step boyfriend.
I had to think about it for a minute. Like, wait, what? What does that mean? Give me the deets. Okay, so. You didn't like her kid, so you broke up with her, and then you got this Tinder going on.
Jesus Christ. Kurt's words, not mine.
Did you pay for the premium Tinder?
I know what it's going to be, because here's the thing. About a year ago...
You're a piece of shit?
About a year ago... Yeah, you guys want to look at my prime time? Like, I shot a decent buck that I was, like, super proud of, and I was trim. I was 205 at that time. It was November 2020.
What kind of drugs were you doing to lose all the weight?
Absolutely none, dude. I just wasn't eating. And I was actually working out at that time. Like, I wasn't eating Casey's Pizza every day. I was just like step Casey's Pizza, just like every couple
on the weekends. Yeah, on the
weekends. And then, I was living the fuck up, though.
And then goddamn COVID.
And then, yeah, so I just, man, I ate less and just worked harder. And
dude, step whatever you want to fill that blank in only on the weekends is a great plug.
dude, you're a step hunter.
Yeah,
She's a step hunter. I was just about to say
every other weekend.
Every other weekend.
The step hunter.
Don't have full visitation rights on this tree stand, so we're going to have to.
Oh, man, that's great. Yeah. Okay, sorry, I had to write that down.
Full visitation rights. He lost in the divorce, the tree stand.
The DNR.
She took half my trail cams, all four of them.
Nice.
Yeah, like that was.
Well, I want to talk about Tinder. We're not off Tinder yet.
I don't know. Yeah, because I'm getting there. Like, dude, that was.
So you're single.
Prime time. Single, and if you guys want to hear like a wild like hookup story from a bar,
well, I do want to hear it. But here's what I'm kind of getting at with the Tinder thing.
Yeah,
I want to see like what New Windsor has for Tinder.
Okay,
like right in New Windsor. Like, can you box it into New Windsor?
Yeah, internet's kind of crummy, but we'll
get on the Wi-Fi here. I'll log in.
I've checked it before back in the day. It's not good.
I gotta see it.
You gotta extend your radius a little bit, probably.
No, I'm curious.
I'm not on it anymore.
To see what the
that's a big development.
If you see a really hot one, chances are she's in a plane flying over. So she's within 3 miles.
I'm off the Tinder.
Caught me off guard big time.
Caught a lot of people off guard.
Open up Facebook, right in front and center. Doug's in a relationship.
The tables have turned.
Who would have thought?
Straight back.
When are you getting married, bro?
Blew my hair straight back.
Blew it off. When are we getting married?
All right.
It's in.
So here's why. No. And this is where I was going. That? What's that?
What phone case is that?
One I bought off of Amazon. I would not recommend it. It got scratched all the fuck. It's waterproof, but it got scratched all the fuck like within the first 2 days.
Okay.
No. Not a fan.
It was $7.
So when I was going with that story, I was like looking good, you know, like 205. I could wear an XL and like ladies were giving me looks. That's how I met said individual. And my Tinder matches were fire. Like Doug seen a couple of them and it was like, this is good to go. If I get premium now because I got comfortable in a relationship and got a smoker, buddy's tubby again. So I know what it's going to be.
If you're going to be. You got to be the funny fat dude. Otherwise, if you're not funny, what'd I say to you?
Yeah. You're not funny. You can be fucking replaced. Okay. Well, this is 20 miles.
That's not what I said.
Sorry. I've had a chick with a nose ring. Sorry.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all.
It's hard to swipe in podcasts.
That's not what I said at all.
It wasn't even in the realm. No. But
if
that's
you ain't
right.
fat, you're overweight. That's what you
sorry, yeah. But what did you say? Sorry, I'm trying to get this.
It doesn't even matter anymore.
Distance preferences. We go 15 or 20 miles.
Go. 15. I'm talking 4. I want to see what's in this neck of the woods. That
oh
we're in.
Shit!
I want to know. Times get tough. What do the boys got to sweep up at the bar?
We're gonna do 12.
Yeah, give us 12, because that gets us not very far. And I want to see them. You got to show them. Don't just swipe through them.
Damn, this one's 19 miles away. Ooh.
Let me see.
Hello, Allie.
Come on. You didn't.
No. I clicked over.
I don't know how this works. Let me see. Don't say her name, dude.
Her dad's like.
You tap to hit the photo?
Yeah, tap either right or left, and I'll go back.
Yeah, if you swipe, then you're doing business.
Yeah, swipe right, and it's good to go.
Well, there you go. That's you, Steve. Get that one. All right. So what do I do?
Swipe. Hold your finger on it and swipe right.
Like, is this right?
No. That's right. That's right. Ah, no match.
Oh okay. No match.
No match. You just need some time to work into the system. Yeah, so I cheat sometimes.
You that cocky?
What we got here? Oh, boy. If she's like...
right? Yes?
That's good to go. Send.
Send it.
Yes, sir. How close are these?
This one's 22 miles. What's the blue check mark mean?
That they're verified that this is actually them.
It's a real person, not a bot.
Not a bot. These kids are bot lobbies.
Yeah,
the robot.
The bot lobbies all the time.
Oh,
these are all far away. I want to know what's right here. This is 18 miles.
That's probably the best you're going to get because I just changed that.
22 miles.
Half a mile.
See, all of these are yeses for you, Steve. Like, and they're like not as bad as I thought. There you go.
They're not matching, though.
Oh, damn. Yeah, but
can't they match later?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ew. You pay for premium?
No. That's what I was saying. I'm not going to pay because...
He can't afford fucking pizza.
Look at that one close. That's it's kind of shallow.
We just want to say your name.
Right?
What?
Tinder.
A little bit, but you get to eat, like, you only go after what you want. Like, it shouldn't be...
It shouldn't be what? Let me see.
Like,
is that the same one? Bless her heart, man.
You can...
It's hard out here.
You should
give
be able
a,
to...
Give her a swipe, Steve. It's better than what you got now.
Yeah, do it.
Let's send it. Yeah, all right, we're sending it.
It's kind of sad, a little bit. Like, I don't know, like, it made me sad in my heart a little.
No,
Tinder?
It's...
Tinder?
Because just did, for some reason. Because
you got to have some sort of attraction to somebody, right? You know, there's got to be something there. You can't just be
that's
like,
where it
oh.
starts, yeah. I guess that's where it starts at a bar, too, you know? Like, you got to see somebody you're attracted to, then you go up and talk to yeah. her, right? But,
I mean, like...
God, I'm glad I'm not playing that game.
Right.
It's way before my time.
It is nice, like, knowing, like, before you hang out that they actually do like you, so...
Like, find you attractive.
Yeah,
like, might think
instead
you're
of, like, at a bar, you just hope things go well.
Because we all know if we go to a bar and Doug thinks someone's attractive, he ain't going to go up and talk to him.
Yeah, that's a tough
game.
No,
I play the long game. You know, they come to me.
Yeah.
Which never
happens. Yeah.
The long game is in you're waiting a long fucking time for someone to come up to you.
Yeah.
That's like posting, but that's all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like posting sad posts on Facebook and hoping a chick goes, oh, you know what? You're really sad. Let me come fuck you
that.
To happy.
I saw that Facebook post.
Never works.
I was going to comment on that. And then,
let me come cheer you.
What?
Yeah.
You posted like a little teenage high school girl.
Oh, yeah. Because bro, right. And that wasn't even about the situation. It was about something else. And I just.
What, your turtle?
No.
So let's talk about hunting, Steve.
Let's talk about hunting.
Because.
Hard transition.
I love the abrupt transitions, yeah.
That's what we're doing. So yeah. Steve says I couldn't do the hunting podcast, but now that I'm not on this hunting podcast, I'm going to put a lot of effort into hunting.
Because I was like, it was when I was talking to Jeremy, and I've been saying it on some of the episodes, I'm like, on the thoughts from Steve, I'm like, shit, I got to get out there and go after it because I'm like, I spent so many hours just like not hitting it as hard as I need to. And I'm like shooting a couple of bucks the past 2 years. It's like, dude, you can always have this feeling if you put the effort into it. And that's why I like it. You know, I kind of wanted to make a promise to myself that I was like, out of all the promises that I've ever made to people and didn't keep, I'm like, now it's time to start trying to keep them. And I mean, you gotta
after the podcast.
After, yeah, well, dude, but it doesn't matter.
You literally left the podcast and killed a buck.
Did kill a buck the whole 5 years you were here.
Let's fill John in. John's the perfect audience member that doesn't know you.
Yep. John, you need a beer.
Maybe I should just interview him then. Because I'm like,
you should, but
I'm totally out of the loop.
Let me fill you in.
Your communications
little...
major.
I'm going to fill you in on this little ditty. I called Steve every morning I went hunting to be like, hey, bud, let's get up and get it and go hunt, like as his motivator, you know? Did I not?
Mentor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For a while, and then it just ended up being a waste of my time. But yeah. I made a valiant effort.
Going straight to voicemail.
That might be slightly off topic, but a good business model. Like,
yeah,
you hire us to call you in the morning to get you pumped up.
Fuck. Dude, I would talk to you on the way to the tree, and because you had a little drive, I had a drive, and I would try. It happened a couple times you actually did get up. But the couple times you did, the one time I killed a buck.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was like that motivational morning amp up. Hey, what's your game plan? I'm driving. What are you doing? Got the coffee in me or whatever. You
I'm
know?
Driving.
And you don't.
Steve says he's driving, but you can hear his dog snoring in the background.
You don't like realize how cool those mornings were until they're just gone. Like, you know,
like a breakup.
Yeah, it's like a break. You don't know what you got until it's gone. But like, dude, I had a luxury that looking back now, you know, and seeing where this podcast ended up going. That, you know, I had an opportunity that I pissed away. Like we. Could have been like on it doing some more shit, and it's the effort that I did not put in, and those mornings that I didn't get up and go hunt, like I could have been out there, you know, 3 or 4 years earlier shooting bucks to where now I could be you know, so much further forward. But be that as it may, there's way too many fucking what ifs in my life, and this is what's been.
Yeah,
getting,
you can't dwell on all that.
Yeah, but. this is what's getting me. It's not the what ifs. It's well, what am I going to do different? So instead of me continuing to live the life that I've lived, because it's I'm sick and tired of the way that I handle shit. It's not. Well, if I would have done this, it's well, this is what I'm going to do. And that's why I made a promise to myself to go hunting more because, I mean, shit, I didn't do it and I'm still boys with you. And now with that Patreon series, this is motivation to get me out there. I need to start getting my ass in gear for like when August and September and everything rolls around. And I'm tired of living in the past and I'm really trying to move forward as a man, as a human, as, you know, the guy that people want around because for a long time, nobody wanted me around. That led to some fucking depression issues and it sucked. And I didn't have anybody to blame but myself. And it's fun to like talk about some of the dumb shit I did, but like realistically looking back on it, dude, you guys were awesome for sticking with me as long as you did, still to this day sticking with me and, you know, inviting me here. It's just, these are motivators to just get the fuck out there and go shoot something. And if all I got to do is like shoot a couple of does this year, and maybe if I do have to pass on a buck, which maybe it might happen, you know, just how this farm that Brandon lets me hunt, hey, so be it. As long as we get out there, slay some does and, you know, just keep working on something, man. It doesn't have to have immediate results every year, but.
Well, yeah. Hunting is a long game, really.
You know, one of the feelings I always talked about, and again, it happened right after we left the podcast, or I did, was removed, not left, was forcibly thrown out of the building.
Dude, security locked
out. Fucking
two check Friday.
Yeah,
two check Friday in your ass.
Two check Friday. God damn, dude! I didn't even get to be a step podcaster at that point, dude. It was just constant.
Just done. You're out. Court order.
Bro, it's a deadbeat.
Court order. Deadbeat. Hey, give me a couple of them big ones. I don't care.
Fucking deadbeat dad podcaster, dude. But you know,
deadbeat deer.
Yeah, I did get to go through those emotions. It was everything that you know you'd always heard. Fuck, we thought this deer was long gone. I put a bad shot on this deer, and it was back and.
You're the luckiest fucking shot placement hunter on the planet.
Dude.
You are, too.
I say I don't want to talk about it, but it needs to be talked about. Because this shit, it's... I know I'm a better shot than that.
So you get like, worked up in the moment. That's all, man. It's all. It's just newer hunter shit.
Dude, we looked and looked and looked for this deer.
Oh, yeah.
Have I ever shown you guys the video? When we finally find the deer?
Yeah.
I feel like you did because I know this story.
It creek, yeah, right? it was wild because we went up to go. We're like, we thought this deer was just gone. I had to leave. Like I shot this deer at about last light, and I remember walking in. Another rookie mistake without my bow, and it was getting kind of dark out. And I'm like, look, and I see just like a little bit of blood, like not much. I'm like, oh, fuck, this ain't good. I go walk up. A little more, and I look. There's like this dry creek bed, and I look down, and he's like 3 feet away. Looks up at me, stands up, runs like 10 yards, and I'm like, I didn't have my bow. I was expecting to see this deer dead, and he takes off, so I couldn't get another shot in him. Me and Brandon kind of looked and looked. Yeah, we waited about maybe an hour or two, kind of looked just to see if we'd see blood, which way he would have went, and we had to back out. And I should mention at this time. A lot of the shit that was going on in my life, I was 1 week sober at that point. And fuck, we can open up. Like I've been struggling with like alcoholism. Like it's not anything that, you know, I would just want to shrug off anymore because how many fucking podcasts have I done where I was just too fucking hammered to continue to do things. And you know, you drink the night before and that ruins your whole next day and all that shit. I had a couple of bad instances and, you know, it's shit I still struggle with today, but, I finally figured out how I can get a grip on it. But I was about a week sober at that point and I went to camp And I just had this feeling dwelling on me. Like, I'd never really shot a deer that I thought was like going to be dead, and it, we couldn't find it. So, you know, me and Brandon went out looking the next day, and we're looking everywhere, man. We're scouring the area where we thought he could have been, and it zero blood. Like, it was bad. So after hours and hours of searching, man, we had to call it. We had no blood. We had nothing to go off of.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to a spot where it's like super high up, but there's a creek way down, and it's about maybe like a 50, 60 foot drop. And we're just talking about, yeah, if a deer ever ended up down there, like how shitty it would be to ever have to pull it out. You know, you'd have to have a pulley system up here. And I remember I was like looking at something, I'm like, what is that? You know, just kind of looking at it. It looked like the topper of a combine that was like wore out. So I'm asking Brandon, he starts glassing. He goes, oh my God, there's your fucking buck. And I'm like, what? And I look down and you can see the buck dead in the creek.
No shit.
Like, and I've got video of seconds after, cause I'm like, there's no way. And the feeling I had all night, just down on myself, didn't drink. Didn't go turn to drinking, which is a bad thing in my life. Didn't do that. Stuck through that just pure like, what the fuck did you do, man? You know, again with the what ifs. What if I made a better shot? Fuck, should I have my bow? To then finding that deer, it was one of those... You always hear everybody on the podcast talk about, oh, it's a feeling you can't really understand. I can't describe to you like the lowest I'd felt just in my personal life, and in like,
it's a needed thing for a deer hunter, yeah. Especially when you're making maybe not the most rational decisions.
Yeah,
because then you feel responsible for something else.
Absolutely, and then you should
have took more control. Yeah, dude, it's just the feeling that you're talking about hit you a little heavier because you're hard on yourself about how you were in life in general, but
yeah.
That feeling sucks ass whether or not everything's going perfect in life and you make a bad shot.
Right.
So say it sucks no matter what you're feeling. You were doubling down on your emotions, but I'll tell you, if it ever happens again, you're feeling really good about your life. You still feel like how you felt.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It just, there was just so much. And
we've all been there.
Yeah.
And I love that you're trying to give us like this life thing, and I know you went through a lot. I'm happy you got the buck. It's a great deer, and we were pumped for you, but I'm like, man, why couldn't you have done that the last 2 years in a row when I was like calling them every morning, yeah, putting this effort in to motivate you? But what I really want to get to, because I love that story, and if I'll let you finish if you still got more to go on it, but
I just don't
want to somber us down into a hole.
No,
and not
no.
be able to get back out of
no,
it.
No, because there's a really cool story.
Sad
so.
Boy hours.
Yeah, I don't want to be all sad boy on your ass. You well, know what I'm saying?
But as soon as like we found that, you know, that emotion, and this is where like that roller coaster goes, I'm like, holy fuck. And then to think back of what we were just talking about 2 minutes ago, it's like, oh, fuck, we got to get down there and go get this buck. It's down about a 10-foot drop. If the beavers weren't so bad, you probably might be able to get a four-wheeler around the creek was low enough. And what's going to happen? The guy who owned the property before, everything was hinge cut. So, like, getting a four-wheeler, it sucks. So
just dense.
Yeah, that's where the real work started. And it was... I couldn't call anybody. Like, I was trying to send Snapchats and shit, and, like, there's zero service there, but... I was able to get through to Mark Reif because I had talked to Mark Reif the night before, and he's like, I told him the situation, like, that's a dead deer. I was able to get to him.
He's a good guy to call for blood trails.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I told him, I was like, we found it. And he goes, holy fuck. So that was like a really, really special moment. And, you know, Brandon's always had my back. Brandon Bequeath, he's good shit. And he was more than willing to help me out. So, dude, it was cool. And then I shot another buck, and this one was another, like, this deer was a chip shot 20 yards, and I somehow put a bad shot on this. Like, there was no reason that I should have even made a bad shot on this. Shot it. We found blood, lost it. It was like, oh, fuck, not this shit again. If we would have walked like two more feet, we would have found blood and then been able to walk in that direction and find the deer dead, which we ended up doing in the morning anyway. So,
yeah,
you know, it was 2 years in a row, and that was kind of one of those, you know, get it in your head. You need to really get this together.
Well, you go through, that's not uncommon, but.
But it's unnecessary. So, you know, yeah. There's more shit that just the work that needs to be put in. It's got to be there. And, you know, I felt pretty confident shooting at the shoot a couple weeks ago. Just like, all right, cool. I lost a little bit of confidence with that in my shooting, you know, but I felt more confident than I have in years. So I've been,
you know what I feel like makes a difference in that? Like if you've done, we've all made bad shots. I went a couple of years and not shot any dots on targets and only shot 3D targets and didn't worry about shooting circles on the 3D target, shot for heart shots or lung shots, shots I want to make.
Yeah.
And if every shot is what you want to make and you keep hammering, even if they're 3 inches apart, if every shot where you're like, that's a good shot and you have that confidence, I feel like that changes a lot. So try that. I want to talk about this predicament that you got yourself in with Tender Girls, three Tender Girls in your comedy show.
Fucking A.
So this will probably launch after this happens.
Yeah.
So
congrats on your deer 2 years ago.
Congrats on your deer.
Seven years ago. Yeah.
All right. Now, in only Steve's luck.
You have photos of all these girls to back up your stories? Fake story.
Kind of, sort of. I'll go into some more juicy details after the episode.
No, I want to do it before.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do it on the air.
Oh, I don't know that we're going
to before the episode. We already passed
this
that.
One or after
no,
that.
No, don't go. I mean, if it's graphic.
Yeah, there's just certain names and situations we'll leave out.
Okay.
Got kind of bold and brazen.
Was a thermometer involved?
Oh, fuck's sake. No one knows that story, do they?
Some of the old time listeners might know that story.
Hey, you want to know said, you wanna, who bought the fucking pizza that day?
I got a little bold and brazen.
Okay, break it down. What happened?
All right.
Your temperature is running a little hot.
Okay. You about want me to leave the applause going?
The thermometer?
No.
Oh, yeah. So I get bold and brazen and I ask these couple of chicks that I'm kind of talking to, you know, because there's about three of them, and I got a stand-up show on Friday.
This coming Friday,
so it's already been passed.
This Friday is Sam and I's anniversary. Maybe we'll come out.
Really? You should.
So, like,
this coming Friday. But the podcast will launch after.
You'll actually like where this place is. It's a...
I would love to come and support you, but we're not going.
Oh, okay.
Where's it at? Then.
It's at... a meadery.
I don't know what town.
Davenport.
Oh.
So
a meadery? Like a butcher shop?
No, like honey meads. Like honey wine.
Oh, meads.
Meads.
They said meatery.
No, that's a meadery. That's my Tinder name.
So you find on
Grindr. The meadery.
Bedroom.
Yeah. Doug's bedroom. The meadery.
The meadery.
Step into my meadery.
Okay, you're meeting this chick at the meadery. Are you doing stand-up at the meadery?
Yeah, I'm doing it, and I'm actually headlining, and I just said...
You're headlining?
Yeah. I ask, out of three of them, I ask them all if they want to show up, because I know how this shit goes. Like, a couple of them are going to pull out.
not me.
Not Doug. They all confirmed that they are going to be there.
Sorry, I turned that down.
All three of them?
Yeah, they're like, I can't wait to see it. And then a fourth one ended up entering the chat. And now I might just fake COVID and not show up. And I'm gonna go see Tinder chicks and they come to see my show. And then they're like, where's Steve? And then it's going to start a whole thing in it.
No.
That'd be the biggest Steve move ever.
No, you got to show up. And all four of these women will probably not show up. But if they do... You gotta just play it as best as you can and come back.
Fast and loose.
What do you
fast
do?
Fast and loose.
How do you do this? This would be a perfect situation.
You know what you do?
Do you like my show? I gotta take a piss. I'll be right back.
You all introduce them to each other and say, "Oh, this is my friend. This is my friend. This is my friend. This is my friend." And just see how it shakes out.
You get a little,
and see who wants it the most.
Get a little competition going.
Oh, fine. Yep. Have you been in this situation before?
Here's what you do.
the ugliest of the four, you give her the most attention for the first 45
that's a
minutes.
Fact. Shoo.
Then
that's a fact.
By the end of the night, boom, the best looking one will be going home with you.
Or you do this.
Don't take advice from fucking Doug.
You go up and talk to him, and then when you're done talking to one, say, I take a shit. Then you just leave and talk to the next one. And then so you got to take a shit and go to talk to the next
Kurt's
one.
Kurt's idea is way better. You're an idiot.
Yeah, yo, why are you taking it like so...
You take a lot of shit.
You take a lot of shits anyways.
I do.
No, you say, hey, I gotta go talk to my friend over here. She's a comic. If you're gonna do that. And then you get this.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Hey, excuse me. I gotta go take a shit in the porta potty out back.
Yeah.
No, what you do is...
She's definitely going home with you.
I say if they all four show up, you introduce them as your friends. Because you don't want to go... You don't want to be too serious right away. Like, we're just... You're just meeting as adults.
Technically, you guys are friends. You're not...
You haven't... spend any time with any of these young ladies yet? So they're all
if it's incriminating, no.
Yeah.
Well, like, as far as he knows, they're all imaginary at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. But is that not a bad move? You're well, after all just friends. You're not,
it's not a bad move.
You're not jumping into anything.
Maybe you're just
going to have some fun.
You might be getting catfished by at least three.
Light and loose.
Yeah.
Light and loose. Fast and loose. Light and loose.
Do you think
three dudes
that I could
up.
Pull a Dan Bilzerian?
No,
definitely
if
not.
If I
no.
fucking murder,
no,
maybe
no.
I've got a good
hell.
Joke
maybe
about Italians, dude.
Maybe
like,
get your fucking haircut.
Tell us a joke. Tell us a joke about Italians.
Which one? Oh, so it's about how Italian gang members get all their names.
No, I want you to tell me the joke. I don't want you to describe.
Yeah,
it.
All right, here we are. All right, so
here, you're up on stage.
All right, because I got a setup that I want to do into that, but it's
okay. You want me to introduce you? Like you're on stage?
No, I'll go into it. Right, I just had to skip something. I'm
you
like,
sure you don't want me to do?
We're
like
all,
a,
we're
no,
all,
I got
we're
it.
All
ready?
In the crowd,
ready?
Just hanging out.
So I watch a lot of History Channel, and there's a whole bunch of shows about the mob and how guys got their names. You know, you got like Frankie the Choker. He used to choke people to death, or you got you got Eddie Scissors. He used to stick scissors in your ears. I heard about this guy named Frank Gaspipe. How do you kill someone with a fucking gas pipe?
I don't know.
Get it? No. You got to be in the moment. You got to be in the moment.
I thought you had a punchline.
That's not one of my... Do you guys actually want to hear my closer, like my closing bit? You guys actually love this. I always end on this one.
Okay.
I had this chick tell me... I had this chick tell me one time, she's like, hey... We get you back to your place tonight. I'm going to deep throat you. Pumpkin, don't worry about that. And he's like, what? What, you fat, stupid piece of shit? You think I can't deep throat you? What, you don't think I'm good enough, you fat piece of shit? I'm like, whoa, lady, calm down. You know, I'm letting you know, I'm not really black or Italian, you're deep throating. Fuck, I'm not making it past your wisdom teeth.
Okay. No, all right. I'll give you that.
That was pretty good. That was all right.
It's all right. It's hard to laugh when you're not at a comedy show.
It's weird.
It actually is funny when you're at a comedy show.
Yeah, because
you know what I hate about comedy shows? When other comics overlaugh at the comics' jokes. That kills me.
Do you want to...
That kills my vibe.
There's one thing that I just watched. It was Norm Macdonald, and Norm Macdonald was sick for like 10, 12 years.
Didn't he die?
Yeah, he died. He had cancer for like 10, 12 years. In 2020, he filmed... Just like in this studio where he's wearing a headphone, he filmed a stand-up special, which would have been his last hour. He was going in for major surgery the next day that could have killed him, and he wanted that to be released as his last special ever. And it's weird watching because he's literally in front of a computer just doing stand-up, but it's so fucking Norm Macdonald that it's actually
Norm Macdonald's hilarious.
Yeah, and then after it, they was.
He's hilarious. Yeah, you can still watch him. He's funny.
I love Norm. And this one's worth watching just because it's
probably kind of sad, right?
It kind of is, but they kind of tie it up nice. So they have, at the end, they have Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, Sherry O'Terry. God, I can't think of her name. Dave Chappelle, David Spade, and Adam Sandler. And they kind of do this panel where they just talk about the special and they talk about Norm. And it's fascinating to watch because it's just a guy in a microphone doing a stand-up bit, which, I do in my mirror all the time. That's how I kind of work jokes.
You practice your jokes?
Sometimes if you get an idea, what I'll do is...
What, Eric?
I'll go... Because you got to say shit. Like,
I can imagine Steve in his mirror, just no shirt on, just talking to himself.
Oh, that's 100% no fucking
like,
shirt.
Like,
ever.
He's just fucking like sitting here talking to us.
Just trying to show a fruit basket the whole time.
Yeah.
So, because
you know what I mean, though? Like, yeah, that's what's going through my head right now.
I wrote this joke. I'm going to try this in Dubuque tomorrow. And if it does well, I'll open with it. Which, if I'm headlining, I never open with stuff.
I love how Steve's just shamelessly telling jokes and not getting any reactions.
No, fuck no.
You're cold blooded.
But you guys might like this because it's my threesome joke, and this is how I like have to process jokes. Like, I have an idea, and then that's why I do it in the mirror, but saying it on stage is different. So, you know, or telling you guys, like, that's honestly how like a lot of comics will start telling jokes to each other. I'm like, put this twist on it. Yeah. But, you know, I like the joke I want to open with is, I'm like, hey guys, had a pretty big week. I had a threesome this week, and it didn't go as planned. See, it was me, my girlfriend, and the dude she went and fucked after she left my house. I guess it's a social distancing. It's a COVID threesome. So, you know, fucked up timing, but not what I thought.
Okay, that could work in a crowd.
So, and then I'm just going to go into it and like...
That's called a stepdad threesome.
Yeah, it's a stepdad threesome. See, it's a step threesome.
That's a step boyfriend right there.
Yeah, it's a step boyfriend.
You got step girlfriend.
You got to bring in a step girlfriend there somehow.
Yeah, but like I'll have an idea where I just want to be like, all right, I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to continue to go into that anymore. Just like how he was going into her. All right, I'm done. See, this is getting depressing. Like how she's depressing. You know, you just kind of work the crowd, like if they're into it.
You gotta work that in. It's like I see her every other weekend when she doesn't have her kids.
Yeah,
like something like that.
And now I don't get to see her at all anymore weekends because she's fucking someone else.
there's a play on it. I don't know, dude. That shit is not for me. I would not have fun with being a stand-up comic.
I agree with you, Kurt. I feel
John,
like
you'd be great. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, there'd be a big break-in process for sure.
Yeah,
you know, but like just the idea of like how you can take what's in your head that's funny to you and then like
translate it,
you know, like even when you're just telling jokes here, like they're funny, but like you didn't get like a hearty laugh response. So it's hard to like,
it's not
process
the setting
that,
yeah,
you know.
Well, it's not
I mean?
The setting. I will tell you though, like, so, I've been to a lot of like the local comedy shows, and I've been to a couple like legit like comedy shows, and when you do go there, you're ready to laugh,
right?
Like you go ready to laugh. It's different. Like, but what's funny about it is like, even Steve, like even though like that last joke I thought was the best versus the other ones, like even the other ones, like if you tell that joke, it'll get people laughing, in turn will make more people laugh, then makes you laugh, but then you feed off the laughs, mm-hmm, and then it rolls into the more, because you're talking to fucking four dudes sitting here at one table, and then
different,
it's like, hey, listen to my joke.
Who
I'm gonna
know
tell
you're
it
not
to
funny.
You.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's a different environment too, because you're right in front of everybody. It's not like we're all sitting around a table. Like you're elevated.
I have seen you murder before.
Yeah, is that the what was it,
dude,
called?
Oh, the fucking
Corona,
Grease Monkey.
The Grease Monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Dude, I was there.
It was a packed fucking bar, and Steve fucking murdered.
Yeah. I did 45 minutes that night.
Worked the crowd. But the thing is, you were making like localized niche jokes to like Kelowna, Green Rock, Cleveland.
That's what I
did. And it just fucking murdered. And I remember looking around being like, damn, Steve is fucking killing it right now. People were laughing.
Whenever
like,
you go to places, you know, it's... This is something that, you know, bad guys in pro wrestling always do. Like, you pick where the area is, and then, like, you trash, like, their sports teams. But as a comic, if you're going into a new area, it ain't no different than hunting. Get to know the fucking area.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's as simple as that. And then, you know, when you start talking to some of the locals, kind of finding, like, oh, what's this area like? Oh, I heard about this place. You know, like, we've got bands come into the Quad Cities, and they're like, we had some Harris pizza today. Oh, fuck it. Simple shit.
Yeah.
People, man, it's not hard to, you know, it's really not hard to get people to laugh. It's just really hard to consistently keep them laughing.
Yeah, like through the process. Man, that's the thing. Like any dead air in a comic show is rough.
Sometimes.
So I guess it depends on your timing, right?
Yeah, you got to always have timing, and you got to work it in perfectly, like,
Burr is the god, right?
His cadence, how he raises and lowers his voice, and just how, like, it's, he's so good at making you feel emotions with his jokes. Like, you feel what he feels in his jokes, and that's why you can laugh, because you're like, this is very relatable because I felt it. You know, there's not a lot of comics that'll take you on a journey like that. You know, it's, you've got like two very different comics than like a, like, Bill Burr and like a Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle's kind of just purely funny, just so smart, and he's got a really good delivery. But, you know, on the opposite side, you just look at how Bill Burr delivers the quality material. It's always fascinating to watch. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Bill Burr fan.
Now, let me ask you this, because you doing that in that realm, for me, doing a lot of the video and editing type of things that I do, like, now I can't watch a movie and enjoy it probably the same way that a normal person could. So, like, you probably are picking up on all those intricacies. And,
yeah.
And, yeah. You know what I mean? It just changes your perspective on stuff, and you're realizing. But that's what makes those guys good, is they slip all that stuff in there calculated, but you don't, like, the average person's not picking up on it, right?
Yeah, one of the best examples I can give about that is my favorite comic of all time is Patrice O'Neill. And I've listened to so much Patrice material, like underground tapes, and they've talked about, like, he never wrote down a joke. Like, he just took it as philosophy. His crowd work was immaculate. And you would hear how he had, like, these jokes set up. Like, if you go listen to a couple different lives from the same era, or you, like, catch, like, a Comedy Central stand-up clip, or when he was doing, like, a comedy festival clip, they're still the same jokes. But when he's working the crowd, they'll say something that will trigger him into bringing up a joke. And that's something that I've always really tried hard to do, is if somebody says something out in the crowd, then I'm like, boom, I got a joke that I can work that in. And that's, it's, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but he was a master at that. And I've just been able to pick it up just because how much shit of his I watched. It's, you know, go back and listen to all those clips. And then he was just so good off the cuff too. So there's shit you just can't teach. Like, you can try, like, whenever people have, like, stand-up comedy classes, like, the fuck are you doing? You know?
Yeah. It seems like something, like, you got to have a natural, like, you're pretty witty. Like, even though, like, you're pretty, like, if someone gets in a shit talk argument with Steve, if you come out on top out of, like, the quick banter, like, you did pretty good.
Right.
You know, there's certain dudes, you know, that are, like, witty. Like, everybody knows, like, their friend group. You're giving each other shit. If someone's on it, like, Ingholm. Tyler, oh, is, you can't keep up with Tyler.
No.
And he'll get you, and he'll get you bad to the point where you're just like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, you got me.
It's, and it's quicker than you think. Like,
and I don't know what it is. It's, I don't know, like, sometimes I can be on the ball, sometimes I'm not, but it, you know, when you, it's certain thing, like the, I won't get into detail, the shit talking exchange when Devin and Jackson Holman were at the bar. Yeah. When Devin talked to that chick, and then, like, I said that one thing back, and it was, like, so witty, it made her freak out because she had no comeback. Like, right. Remember that? Like, I didn't mean to fucking do that. It just happened. But it's, like, to do that on a consistent basis is fucking hard, and I'm sure that's, like, with that off-the-cuff stand-up comedy is, like, you constantly have to be, like, triggered on to your brain's got to be firing on all cylinders.
Because if I'm going up there, I'm Stephen Moeller walking up. When I get up there, I'm Stevie Mo. Like, that's, you got to have a style. You got to, like, not be able to back down. And there's a couple different ways that you can get the crowd to like you or not like you. But, dude, if someone's getting on you, you get on them and trash them and then keep bashing yourself. And, like, that's how I do it. Where I'm like, I'm talking crazy shit, but I'm also talking crazy shit to myself. And you just got to be the dude up there. That's kind of how I handle hecklers. You can tell, man, sometimes people get heckled and they just don't know what to do. Like, they'll just be like,
heckling's such a weird concept.
Or when people are talking during the set.
Like you paid to go to a show and then you're going to heckle them.
That's so weird. People will talk during sets and I'll be like, I'm sorry, am I fucking interrupting something? Says the guy with the microphone on stage.
I say that, remember when he killed that grease monkey that you were heckled the shit out? Someone heckled you and you just roasted him to death.
Yeah, then I think you got the guy a beer. He said something to you and you like
roasted the fuck
out of him. Ripped him apart and you're like, just... Somebody get that guy a beer.
Yeah.
Was it that? Oh, it was the fucking guy who he was friends with the bar owner.
Yeah, and I was up, like, he ended up getting you a beer.
Yeah, because he's the bar owners were going to take him home because he gets so drunk there every night.
He probably said something about Kelowna Juggalos and everyone got offended.
Dude, they went back to their set fucking trailers and blogged about it.
Whoop, yeah. Whoop.
With get all mad. Whoop. With the fagos.
Dude, Juggalos aren't good hunters, are they?
People, maybe.
Maybe turkey hunters.
Probably thing. What would a juggler be able to put down in the woods first? Probably squirrels.
Hell no.
You don't think jugglers are good squirrel hunters?
No. There's like this
possums
underground documentary about juggalos. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Oh my god.
What? It's on Vimeo somewhere. I'd have to hunt it down, but that's an all-time
please classic. Fucking find that.
Yeah. Did you film it?
I know.
Well, yeah, did.
There was
John
like
just filmed it
a while. I don't even want to talk about it really, but there was a big like murder case in our area.
Oh, yeah,
about weren't they juggalos?
Yeah, and the girl got like chopped up in a Taco Bell parking lot, and then part of her was burned at the family farm, and then the other part was
Blackhawk State Park.
Yeah, Blackhawk State Park.
It was like this big, like there's podcasts on it and like a documentary.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, it still is, yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
You don't? We're in high school, right?
Yeah, I was in high school because they were from Moline High School.
The one girl went to Rock Island. The other two were from, the people who committed the murder were from Moline, but the girl was from Rock Island. I can't remember if she graduated or not. Was she like 18 or is she still like?
No idea. But I just know it was like a big, like there's a real big, like murder mystery podcast that like covered it. And then there's some document, like it was a big crazy thing. Yeah. And it was nuts.
There's a wild one back home in PA recently. There's this old coal mining town called Shmokin.
Shmokin?
Shmokin, PA.
Is that the one with the fire underground? You tell me that?
It's not too far from Shmokin, yeah, but this dude, I might be butchering this a little bit, but like from what I understood from reading the article, he went over to see this lady to try and get drugs and something went south and he killed her with a sword.
A sword.
A sword. And then just like stayed at her house and eventually like through family and whatever... the cops came looking for him, thought that he might be there, and they knocked on the door, and the guy answers the door, and they're like, oh, well, where's this lady? And he's like, oh, she's upstairs. And they went upstairs, and there was, like, a huge blood trail going through, and they just found her, like, dead up there. Jesus. He just had her sitting there for, like, a week.
No kidding.
Did he run or anything, or just stayed there?
He just stayed there.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, a sword. Why do you have a sword?
I don't know.
It's wild out here, man.
I thought you'd be like, yeah, she's upstairs, time. And they went upstairs, and he just bolted. Yeah,
took off and never found him.
It was just like, no, she's upstairs, and didn't mention the fact that he killed her with a sword, and she was just laying up there.
Holy
crimey.
Dude, that's... I don't like that stuff, man.
But that, yeah, that's...
It's weird.
That stuff's wild.
It is wild.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, makes you thankful you never got, like... It makes me thankful we found, like, an activity or, like, a passion or a hobby, you know, and not... Some wild shit.
Killing people with a sword.
We just did this podcast so far with Steve. Why isn't the bathroom always back?
It's good.
Hey, Steve.
What? Oh, fuck.
I think it's going good.
Okay, we need to... What's your final game plan for these women?
About to pass out.
And then we're going to get out of here because Eric's about to lose consciousness.
All right.
You need some of those.
Final game plan, so...
Some treats. Energy drinks.
I'm coming around the final lap. Right. Assuming they're all there. And I'm going to go full intimidator. I'm going to let these ladies know that, hey, Rubin's racing.
You're going to have to fight for me.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Okay. Realistically, in your real life of past experiences and your record, how many are actually going to show up out of the four?
I would guess for two out of the four.
50% odds.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I would say 2 out of 4.
I bet you one has a 25% chance of making it.
That then that would be fair.
Yeah.
That was just, it was so weird that they're like, oh yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be like, oh, oh fuck. Uh-oh. No, my luck. They won't show up. And then I'll just.
How long have you been talking to these kind women on the Tinder before making the plans for Friday? Like, give me like the start of this. Like, hey, yeah, I'll be there.
What's your number one?
And is there a front runner? Yeah.
Not all of them were.
Everyone has a front runner.
Not all of them were from Tinder.
Front runner. What do you mean by front runner? Like the first pick?
Yeah. Like what's your first, lead?
Oh yeah, no, I got to see photos of these women.
All right, we'll pull those up after.
Okay, cool.
To protect the innocent.
He's gonna panic and just be like, I got a shit.
Yeah,
get them all out there, dude. Hey, look, you don't know them.
No,
just see what happens, man.
Oh, great. What do I do?
Do it. Good story to report back on the Patreon.
That'll definitely happen. The Patreon is so fun. I still need to get Eric and Ross on. Yep. We've been trying to work that out, but you had a fucking baby who was cuter than shit.
Yeah. Why don't you just do it all here and we'll all do it?
Yeah, we might need to.
Or maybe I'll just put this one on Patreon's thoughts from a Steve because it got so wild.
I didn't get that one. It didn't get hour 5
bad,
wild.
Huh? It wasn't that bad, was it?
Or 5
hours. Oh, it wasn't wild. That bad.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, I was going to say the final thought from a Steve.
The final. Yeah. There might
be
more.
Are you
going
to kill him?
Well, these women might chop up with a sword.
What the fucking sword? Who has the sword? What did he say?
You missed out on
the sword.
What did he say?
There's a sword story. Oh, shit. And Schmoken?
Yep.
What the fuck happened?
He knows it.
What? How do you know that?
Must have overheard that.
I did overhear it. But like Schmoken
is famous.
It wasn't that one that...
Oh, yeah, been what, there, the man. I knew that chick.
Schmoken?
I matched with her on Tinder.
I was her step friend.
I sold him the sword.
God. Hey, I wonder if the I wonder if the price for Tinder gold there is sliced in half. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on. There's some nice off. Price cuts.
Come on, man. Steve?
Yes.
That's not very Schmoken at you.
Thanks for making it and drinking NA beers the whole time.
Hey.
Cash at 12.
You know what these are? Dude, these actually aren't.
You got one of them left?
Aren't too bad. Hey, I got two of them left. Yeah.
I'd like to try one if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, don't spill one of your NA beers.
I'll spill. It's
It's really an NA beer, huh?
Yeah, there's like less than 0.5%. And it's like 45 calories. It's from Athletic Brewing Company. So, like, what a lot of guys will do when they're, you know, working out or training like super hard for marathons, they'll cut out alcohol from their diet completely.
Why?
Because I guess. Alcohol still has like 100 calories in it. Like vodka still has calories that people don't ever account for. But then, you know, it's, you know, you're not getting drunk. You're not feeling shitty the next day. You know, you can enjoy a beer.
It is only 45 calories. So it could be a good snack. Maybe this is our gateway.
I'm not. This is the way out, dude.
You start drinking NAs.
I'm not.
How did you find me?
I have to show you guys those videos.
How did you find me?
It's not bad. I mean, it doesn't really taste like anything.
Does it taste like a beer?
No. Some beers are like Busch NA.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually.
If I gave that to you, would you know? Like in a glass.
Oh my God! Have you ever seen where college parties where they
I've heard about
fill
the placebo
fake kegs? Yeah,
that's a legit. I bet that's real. So in mentally, like knowing there's no alcohol in it and not expecting, knowing that like, it's like lower calorie, like I feel like it's calculated in my brain to be like it's not going to be like what you think it is. But I think if you gave this to me blind, I'd be like. It's a little weird
something's
tasting.
Off.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, it's a beer.
It's like a light craft beer.
It's like a pale ale, but all the ale was like turned down to like just static.
Yeah. It doesn't have the fun in it.
If you brewed a carbonated water into more of a beer style, that's what this is.
It's the CBD of alcoholic beer.
CBD, you're right, 100%.
It's like they should put some CBD in a... Non-alcoholic beers.
It's like seltzer water versus Coke.
I don't mind it.
But
it kind of reminds me of a tea.
Yeah. Plus, it did sit in a hot car with me for 2 hours while I waited for that podcast to wrap up.
It's got a very tea-esque carbonated tea.
We're going to let that one slide. You guys let me sit out in the car for 2 hours.
Yeah, you did sit out in the car for 2 hours.
You're working.
I know. I went over to the depot and watched the Cubs game.
I saw your text at 7. I go, oh, no.
I told you,
I told you to take your time getting here.
You did, but I was like, well, because I talked to you guys. They're like, yeah, maybe 7:30.
He was already here.
He was here at 7. Yeah, I was like, oh, no.
That's what I get for showing up fucking early. But
the one time you showed up.
No, I was like, I'm sitting there and I'm over there and I'm like, damn, dude. I'm like, it's like starting to get 9 o'clock. I'm like, these motherfuckers right here. And Doug goes, all right, come on in. I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah, it's a long one.
I'm putting in the work, man.
Good.
Well, Steve, where can people find you?
Instagram, StevieMo_89. I do have another podcast other than Thoughts from a Steve. It's called Getting Strange with Stevie Mo. Ladies, you can find me by swiping right.
Okay.
And hey. Depends on, oh shit, when is this coming out?
You on tour? Where's your
I've got a stand-up gig in Matherville on July 9th.
This will probably launch after that. This July podcast 9th? Is kind of like, yeah. Oh,
okay.
This podcast is kind of like, yo, we're going to Africa, so we need some backup podcasts.
Dude, you guys are going to get so much hate mail.
You ain't line up in August?
Dang. Why? Why are we getting hate mail?
Because it's like, oh, fuck, man, you let Steve on another episode?
People like you or they won't.
Yeah, fuck them.
The Dark Continent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, August.
You're going, Doug, aren't you?
Yeah.
Cool.
You're reluctant? What the fuck was that mean? Yeah, I guess I'm going.
Not want to go on a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
We do have an open hunt opportunity.
For where?
Africa.
When?
We leave July 31st.
Hey guys, Doug here. Everyone's taking a beer break, so I thought I'd sneak in a nice little veteran shout out here for you. This one's submitted by Gage. Oh boy. McGreevy. How about that? The veteran is James Steffen.
You just throw some sass on his name.
Hey, you're supposed to be getting a beer. What are you doing?
I'm back already.
God damn.
You want us to leave so we didn't crush your reading.
So you didn't beat me up.
Okay, what's a veteran? I apologize.
Okay. James Steffen is in the Iowa Army National Guard. Says here, James and I grew up as cousins and have become brothers. He served 12 years in the Iowa Army National Guard, commissioned as an officer from the University of Iowa ROTC. He led troops while he served and now leads a team of people each day during his day job. He spends all his time with his family of 2 sons and his amazing wife. When he's not with his family, he spends his time fishing on the Mississippi River or in a tree stand. An avid hunter who has found and rekindled love for archery so much that he has been shooting in his basement this winter and already signed up for his first archery league as well. Just wanted to give him a shout out. Thanks for all you do, brother. Love ya. Says 10 years plus deer hunting.
Damn, cool.
Right on.
So thanks for submitting that, Gage, and thank you for your service, James.
Yeah, thanks James. Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks, Gage.
I didn't do bad, right?
Yeah, you read pretty good. That's a good clean.
The book's working.
Solid.
You must be studying.
Hooked on Phoenix, so I need to get it out.
Here. It was tough to get through, but I made it.
Well, it's good. Now you're on to level 3. This is ages 3 to 4 pre-K, so we're going to get you level 3.
There's levels?
Yeah.
Yeah. You thought you were done with it.
We're sorry to interrupt this episode, but we're going to get on with it here. The podcast is also brought to you by the great people at Leupold Optics. On this episode, we're going to spotlight the BX5 Sanium HD 10x42 binoculars. We get a lot of questions on what binoculars we run. This is the one that we are normally running in the Whitetail Woods.
Yep.
BX5 Santium, 10x42s. I do have a set of 10x52 or 12x52s I do like a lot. I love these particular binos we're talking right here about the BX5 10x42s. And right here, here's a fun thing. Shop locally. Farm King, our favorite farm store, is an authorized dealer for Leupold. That's pretty damn awesome. But check them out.
King coming in clutch.
Dude, coming in clutch. HD Clarity, they're lightweight, easy to clean, tripod ready. They're kick-ass. I've used the same set of binos for...
Oh, shit.
3 years, 4 years?
Since 2018, I believe, I've been using them.
4 years.
Yeah. So they've been great.
They've been awesome.
Brand new.
Yep.
It's once you start using them in the Whitetail Woods, that's that Michael has talked about FOMO. You realize it's like you can't hunt without your binos, no matter what. I don't even like going to the woods without my bino harness. I feel naked. Because you see something, you're like, what's that over there? Oh, I don't know what that is over there.
It's a major difference, too, between
like a cheaper set of binos and a nice set of binos, I'm never going back.
Yeah. I bet you there'd be a lot less Bigfoot sightings if people had loophole binos.
you're right.
That is true.
You're 100% right. Yeah. Bigfoot's not real. Loopholed optics. Trust us. We know.
He only had five fingers on each hand.
They started, fun fact, as a surveying company.
Yep.
And our buddy Nick Whitwer was at my house. He's putting a new deck on, and he had his like survey equipment. It's like this little scope. I'm like, hey, that's how Loophole started. You know that? He's like, I didn't. I'm like, now you know. And I just vanished into some dust.
Vanished into the corn.
Idiot. You didn't know that?
Yeah, surveyor are you?
Yeah, exactly. What the hell? The podcast also brought to you by Trophy Line. TrophyLine.com. Yes, it's a saddle company. Yes, we're not gay. But we embrace the saddle company. It's Trophy Line gets our sense of humor. We love those guys.
Thanks for clarifying that, Kurt.
Well, hey, I'm not nothing against us. There's a lot of gay saddle hunters. Do your thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I support you. You know what I mean? Pride Month just ended. Our friend Casey, she's got your back. We got your back, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the new Vanatic saddle that just came out from Trophy Line. It's made in the USA. It weighs 20 ounces without the bridge. 30 ounces with the bridge.
For all
and
you
the
mobile
carabiner.
Hunters.
That's like a bottle of Mountain Dew, you know?
Yeah, Judd. Yeah, if you're really that worried about it, but it is impressive. It's got a rubberized waistband. Doug's actually, that's the one you were doing your lay down.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to hunt.
You are?
Laying down?
Yep.
It's pretty cool. It's
they can't see me.
It's not like the traditional looking saddle you're used to seeing. But check it out, the Vanatic, trophyline.com. If you want to get into a Trophy Line setup, use code WCB at checkout. Save yourself some money. Gave a couple setups away at the shoot, actually.
Yep.
And Thermoseat. Thermoseat has been a partner of ours for several years now. Go to thermoseat.com, use code WCTS. We're not really worried right now about keeping our butts warm, more keeping your butts clean or comfortable. Bleacher seat pads, but you go to the camping section on Thermoseat. They have the D-Wedge Supreme for around the campfire, for summer fishing, doing whatever you want to do with the kids while they play. You can pop a squad anywhere and be comfortable and clean. That's a big deal when you're camping. So
big deal.
Thermoseat WCTS. Also, a newer partner for us and a very exciting partner. They sponsor our other sub-series podcast, the CC Hunt Files, with their coolers. And we are jumping in for the first time ever into the box blind game with the new Grizzly Hunting Blind. We just got them in today, and we're going to build our own tower instead of like getting a metal one. You know, we're going to build our own out of some 4x4s, and we're kind of debating height we're going to set them on. These things are the Cadillac of box blinds. I have shopped for a box blind loosely at every trade show we did this year, and I gotta say the Grizzly blind is the cream of the crop.
VIP.
I don't think it
they're
gets,
the cat's meow.
It doesn't get any better that I'm aware of,
right?
And not only that, they're not that far from us. They're fairly local to us, Grizzly is.
Decorah, Iowa.
Yeah, so not far at all, but just got them today. I'm really excited about them. I can't wait to get them up. I have set up a big-time food plot specifically for this box blind. But changing with the times, getting a little older, sometimes it's nice to be comfortable, take your kids with you.
A little fatter.
A little fatter, a little older, a little drunker, but happier. So suck it. Yeah, get to grizzlycoolers.com and hit the Grizzly Hunting Blind tab and check it out if you are in the market for a box blind or want to game plan your next big-time plot for a box blind. So, and you can set them on the ground, too, if you want. You don't got to put them on stilts. You can do your thing. Back to the episode. Thanks for being here, guys. We appreciate you.
That'd be a good
sign. What does that do with anything?
Well, I miss her so much, man. I miss
John,
her.
John, you want to go to Africa and hunt?
Yeah.
We have an opening, opening.
Me hunt, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah.
You want to come film?
I thought, I'm just used to when people say hunt, it means me filming, but yeah.
No, you can come in actual
Unfortunately,
hunt.
It sounds like I'm probably going to be heading to Alaska, though.
Alaska or Africa? Pick one.
You've been filming with Caleb.
Alaska.
You can't do both. Africa. They're very far away.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Different continents, actually.
We might be heading to Africa next year, though. We'll see.
Who's we? You got a turd in your pocket?
Caleb and I.
No.
We'll see.
Here we go.
Got some tricks up our sleeve.
Mm-hmm. John's leaving us. I have Caleb all the time.
I do need a camera guy. But you haven't earned your way, Steve. So
no, not quite.
I need a cameraman.
Like a run step camera.
I need a camera boy. Hey, boys.
Hey, boys.
Why do you make me wear a French maid outfit? Hey, shut up, camera boy.
It's hot out.
That's going to be awesome. What are you guys hoping to shoot? Like, other than...
That was Doug's comedy for some reason on that one.
Love it.
Funnier than you.
Funny how? Like, I amuse you.
I amuse
you. I'm a fucking clown to you. You know what? In August, dude, I'm hosting a fucking music fest the same day that...
Whoa. Probably the one by my house.
No, that's... I was going to talk about that dude, earlier.
Can you imagine if you walk outside to hear the festival and you hear his dumbass voice?
No,
telling shit-ass jokes to a crowd of hippies. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Swear to God, long-time listener, Travis Brown, his sister got in contact with me. She's putting on like this hippie music fest where they're gonna have like everybody, like a bunch of dirty hippie bluegrass guys, and like
that sounds like an awesome time.
Yeah, and they're
where?
Like, it's down near Bushnell. And I was
Bushnell?
Like, I can't remember the exact name of the
like is Bushnell. Is Bushnell a town, or are you talking about Bushnell, like the...
Bushnell, no, Illinois.
It's a town, yeah. Okay. It's 50 minutes south.
And I'm not like the rangefinder company.
Yeah.
I remember I was like, I go, okay, cool, yeah, I'll do it. And they were like, yeah, we probably can't pay you much, but, you know, there'll probably be a bunch of free beer and edibles. And I'm like, I'll come do it for free if it's the first one. Next year, I'm getting paid, though.
Yeah, if I do a good job, invite me back.
I'm like, but it's going to be, it's a cool idea.
What's it called? So if anyone wants to see it.
Oh, it's called the Backwoods. I got to remember this shit because it's out in August. Like, I'll start promoting it. Like,
dude, Kurt,
2 weeks before.
If I was you, I would. You haven't wandered over that little hippie festival just to poke around a little bit and see what's going on?
So I didn't know. It's hard to explain, man, because I wanted to. Because it's like, I dig like that type of music. Like, I'm open-minded, man. Like, there's nothing off the radar. Like, I'll go over there. But the way that it always appears the rest of the year is like kind of shady. Like there's the gates closed and there's always a car parked sideways in front of the gate. And it seems very like,
oh, that little area.
It's shady looking from the outside.
Fuck. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
So when you drive by it, it doesn't look like a spot you'd want to just walk into. It looks like you'd get shot or something. It just doesn't look inviting. Right. So, I didn't know what the criteria was, and I've only lived in my house. This will be my third year at the house, so it's like seen it twice now, so I have a little better idea. Then I ran into Harrison. I'm like, "What's going on with that?" And he's like, "Yeah, you can go out there, but it doesn't seem that way." I guess they do sell tickets to it.
Okay,
Jesus,
but it's like
it's a whole dude, fucking deal.
You drive by and you go into the certain valley, you can see the stage.
Oh, really?
Down in the valley, but it's like it's weird, man. It's not.
You should go check it out.
I would love to. Like, my wife and I always, when we hear the crowd going, I'm like, man, I want to go walk in there and see what's going on. But, like, you just don't know the vibe. I don't want to just walk into a shit show of, like, something I'm not expecting.
Walk into a cult.
Who's this guy that doesn't belong here?
Next thing you know, you're in a cult.
I mean, it might be a cult I want to join.
You might call Lee up, make sure you're not in a cult or not.
That's probably a good idea. Get Lee on there and have him cult his way into another cult.
He just comes back. He's back in 5 minutes. Comes back. Yeah, it's a cult.
Yeah, definitely.
That's 100% a cult.
Definitely a cult. Not one you want to go into.
It's like, bro, you smell like patchouli and you got a hemp necklace on. What happened? I had to get out of there.
Don't
bro.
Go in there.
Cult things. I had to do what I had to do to get in and see it.
There's a guy barefoot playing guitar on stage. I had to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, he brought the bongos. I knew it was over.
It's just one of those things, you know. Like, I'd love to check it out, but
because that curiosity would have killed the cat for me. Well, if I was there,
John be front row.
Yeah.
Trust me, man. No,
probably.
One of these days, I'll wander my ass in there. I'll just drive the Ranger over there and get on in there.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I don't know, man. But then they'd probably be like, redneck, and attack me. I don't know. But I'm kidding. I've heard they're great people, but I've just never met them. I'd like to run into them and be like, hey, we got doing in there. Can I come on by?
Let me in there.
Yeah. Let me in there. We got going on in there. We'll see. but it's always shady. Like they always got, it's like don't come around type of vibe the rest of the year. So someone will know. They have an Instagram page for the festival. I just can't remember what it's called right now. Sorry, I drank one of your NAs.
No, you want the other one?
No, I definitely don't.
You got Nit Road Soda for home?
I had to go to sleep.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Steve, thanks.
Yeah, buddy. Man, I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity to come back. It was so weird being in a room doing a podcast with you guys. This has been almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Almost. Well,
wild.
Good luck with your stand-up.
Thank you.
Work the ladies. Invite them all at the same time. The percentage of them all showing up is not great.
No.
Hit on the ugly one first.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're working it.
They're your friends.
Just friends. I'll put them in the friend zone, dude.
Hey, it's a girl I know.
Yeah.
She's nice.
Hey.
Nice lady.
She's just coming by.
She doesn't get her name wrong when you introduce her, put her in her place.
She's actually just a huge fan of mine because I'm so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to put my two dogs in her front yard.
Because I'm going hard.
Bing bong.
All right. Jesus. It's time to go. You want to close it out, Steve?
Yeah. You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. Later.